This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Sandy has done a lot of damage, killing 16 people, knocking out power to more than 6 million homes and businesses, and there's a lot of flooding. That's the storm surge that inundated New York City.
Do not drive.
Mayor Bloomberg dealing with cars underwater. Lower Manhattan got it bad. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is there live.
Dave, with millions waking up in the tri-state area without power today, here below 23rd Street, Manhattan is plunged into darkness ahead of daybreak. I've never seen it like this in my whole life in New York City below 23rd Street. No street lights. The only light you're seeing are police cars patrolling the streets with their red and blue flashing lights. Also, on Manhattan's east side, an NYU-affiliated hospital is evacuating all of its patients after their generator and their backup generator went down. Lower Manhattan also seeing flooding ahead of high tide this morning. Dave?
Now, Courtney, the coast got it first. Sandy came ashore on the Jersey Shore. Atlantic City got nailed.
I've never seen it like this up here.
And part of the famed boardwalk is gone. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson rode out the storm in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where he's now live.
Well, the Delmarva Peninsula certainly has damage, flooding, power outages. Ocean City's pier is pretty much gone, much of downtown underwater. But here in Rehoboth Beach, the worst may have passed. In an early morning tweet, Delaware's Governor Jack Markell says crews are up right now evaluating conditions. They'll have updates in a couple of hours, Dave.
Rich, Sandy still packing 65-mile-an-hour wind over central Pennsylvania. Then it'll move into western New York. It's already been felt all the way to Chicago.
The waves are bad out there. You can see from Lakeshore Drive. You don't want to be out there at all.
25-foot waves on some of the Great Lakes. Sandy was a snowstorm from North Carolina to Maryland over to West Virginia, Kentucky. Some areas will measure it in feet. The storm's grounded a lot of flights, some 13,000, and the presidential campaign halted. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Tonight on The Voice, if you thought the battles were hot, the knockouts are even more intense.
This is a war that's happening up here.
No steals, no saves, no second chances. A special two-hour The Voice. Then, go on in the new normal, put the ha in Halloween.
Trick-or-treat!
Hey, it's not all about you.
Go on in the new normal at a special time, 10, 9 central, after The Voice.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10. One of the biggest sacrifices military families face is being separated. With a child, the burden can be unbearable. For 2-year-old Addison Coleman, it hasn't been easy.
And this is the first time we've actually been stationed together as a family.
Not a typical love story for Katrina and Joe Coleman. A few months later, Katrina headed for Afghanistan for a year.
Oh, actually, I was worried that she wouldn't remember me.
Tonight at 10 on KAG's HD News, Sophia Stema shows us how Katrina made sure Addison wouldn't forget her.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
Where are the most energy resources in the world?
America has the richest oil and natural gas resources in the world. But President Obama restricts development. As gas prices rose, he blocked the Keystone Pipeline and cut leases on federal lands. We lost millions of jobs. Energy prices soared. We need pro-energy leaders. Energy is the opportunity. America must be number one in energy. Now is the time. Say it with us at energyisopportunity.com.
Paid for by New American Energy Opportunity Foundation.
Considered by critics as the greatest piece of music ever written, Grammy Award winner Sasha Cooke headlines a powerful and highly anticipated performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on Sunday, November 4th at Rudder Auditorium. Led by conductor Marcelo Busicki, the Brazos Valley Symphony will be joined by the Brazos Valley Chorale and the Texas A&M Century Singers. This concert is sponsored by Rose Van Arsdale. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 696-6100. The Brazos Valley Symphony, your professional orchestra making music come alive.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An arrest has been made in the bomb threat email to Texas A&M. 22-year-old Darion Kelly of Bryan, who was already in the Brazos County Jail on unrelated charges from Dallas, was linked by investigators to the terroristic threat through his cell phone. University police say Brittany Henderson, accused of a bomb threat at Texas State, remains a person of interest in the A&M case. Renovating and expanding Kyle Field at its present location will be considered at this week's A&M System Board of Regents meeting.
A $5 million architect's contract's on the Regents' agenda, along with moving up the calendar to do the first phase of the project. A&M Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says this week's Regents meeting will not include whether home games will be moved out of town during construction.
There's not been a decision as to whether the project will be done in phases, whether it will be done all at once, or whether any games would be played outside of the Bryan College Station area. No decision has been made in that regard, and we do not anticipate any decision being made by the board this week.
What the Regents will be asked to approve this week includes the total demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum, the Reed Building, and the Needham Steed Weight Training Building. Phase one also includes designing the west side of Kyle Field. More background given to the Regents is on the WTAW.com website. Cook says university officials continue to visit with community partners, including the Twin Cities and Brazos County, about contributing towards the more than $400 million facelift. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Early voting is up by almost 10% from the last presidential election in Brazos County.
I'm really excited about the interest. We work hard to get everything set up and ready to go, and it's good to see folks taking advantage of the voting process. They just have to wait in line a little bit at some of the places, but we have not had any complaints about standing in line very long at all. So I think we're doing really well.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says more than 16,000 voted through Sunday afternoon, an increase of 1,200. Early voting continues all week at five locations until 8 p.m. Opening arguments are scheduled today in a Brazos County District Court trial of a Bryan woman accused of soliciting an undercover officer to kill her husband. Jury selection took place Monday in the trial of Nancy Gelber, who was arrested last December, less than 48 hours after the sheriff's office was tipped off. An undercover investigator posed as a possible hitman, then met with Gelber. That was followed by the arrest on a charge of solicitation to commit capital murder. And with the help of 10 detectives from three local law agencies, a Bryan woman awaiting trial for stealing mail in College Station has been arrested on federal charges. 20-year-old Ashley Carter was picked up last weekend at a local motel and was taken to Houston by a postal inspector on charges of bank fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, aggravated identity theft, and possession of stolen mail. No trial date has been set for Carter on local charges stemming from a July arrest when police caught her with numerous driver's licenses, credit cards, money orders, checks, credit card bills, and a health insurance card. Local law enforcement has some requests for parents of trick-or-treaters Wednesday night.
Now we have some preferred hours that we like for the kids to go out and trick-or-treat, which is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, they're not out too late and law enforcement can be around, you know, making sure that they're safe and making sure that everybody's doing what they need to do to make sure the kids are having fun.
Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says the time frame of 6 to 8 Halloween night allows patrol to concentrate on child safety. More tips are online on the interview page of our website at WTAW.com. And the 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is coming up soon. Co-chair Penny Zent says there are many ways to participate.
There are lots of different categories. Of course, we are looking for bands, community service, both youth and adult. You can be an individual entry. Of course, floats. We have mounted units. We're looking for school groups, both elementary, high school, middle school, also collegiate. And then large business, small businesses.
She says this year's Grand Marshal will be the Texas A&M World Championship Equestrian Team, including all 55 young women involved. The deadline to enter is November 16th, and there will be first, second, and third place prizes ranging from $100 to $500. For more details, go to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed the copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information, services, and maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
It's going to be kind of cool out there as we go through the nighttime hours.
Mostly. That's not the right weather. That's not the right weather. Okay, well, and just kind of to give you a little peek behind the curtain, Rob and all that gang is up there in the Northeast. They've probably had a lot to do. I'm just saying.
I can pretend to be Rob Carroll.
Well, no, it's okay.
Today's Sunday with a high near 76.
Very nice.
And tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 57. Tomorrow looks partly sunny with a high near 82.
Okay, here
I'm Rob Carroll for News Talk 16.
Very nice. Yeah, very nice. Okay, I think we found Rob. He was a little late getting here because, again, he's up in the Northeast. All right, here we go. 3, 2. This is going well. It's going well. Okay, here we go. The file's going to open up any minute now. Okay, Rob.
And go.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go.
Plenty of sunshine, blue skies on the way for the next several days. We'll notice temperatures steadily warming up, so that we should be in the 80s by the end of the week.
Yeah.
In the meantime, through today, we're in the 70s, middle 70s, and mostly sunny. Tonight, generally clear skies and not as cool as last night. Low temperature, mid-50s. Sunshine with a few clouds around Wednesday. The high temperature well up in the 70s. Should be 80 on Thursday under mostly sunny skies and probably in the 80s by Friday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, well, it's Gary.
Yeah, I was going to say, he sounds like he's got a lot more adrenaline than usual.
Yep. All right.
It's because he's in a hurry. His feet are in the water and he wants to go home.
Yeah.
All that electrical equipment.
Yep.
All right. We're going to crank things up for you with the 6 Aggie honors and Monday Night Football and this coming up tonight. Basketball starts for the first time.
Tinny squeakers. Yeah. All right. That'll be good. Yeah. Yeah, I used to go to the games when it was tinny squeakers. I mean, you know, there are a few people that are like moms and dads. Way to go, son. Way to go. Yeah, anyhow. So,
back when Melvin Watkins was coming.
That's right, yeah. Back when. Well, just remember, he brought some good ones in. He just wasn't around when they
No.
So a grandmother in Virginia fighting for her right to fight, 56-year-old Candace Gossett, wants to have a cage fight with a man. Yeah. She recently contacted
the MMA promoters in her part of the world asked for a chance to prove herself. As for her qualifications to get into the ring with a man and do the MMA thing, she said, quote, I've been a bouncer, I've been a security guard, I've been a stripper, I done burlesque.
Wow. I bet you she's a looker,
don't
boy.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that. Oh, yeah. We got to go see if they got a picture.
I'm looking right now. I'm way ahead of you.
Yeah, C-O-S-S-I-T-T is the last name.
And it was Candace?
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Yeah, Candace is K-H-A-N-D-A-C-E. Oh.
I don't know. It's not fair if they let her just do it. She needs to earn her way up like the other MMA people.
Well, okay, but she's been a security guard and a bouncer and a stripper. I'm going to guess a lot of those guys in MMA haven't done that, but just saying.
You never know.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
You know, the internet is, cut and paste is a horrible thing. I mean, because that's all it takes is you're about 5 seconds away from being able to see her. See what the story is here this morning.
At 6 foot
teens, and she's just lost 120 pounds.
Really?
But those aren't the most impressive things about a Richmond grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Now she wants to become a cage fighter, and tonight she tells our Mark Holmberg she's looking for a good man to fight.
And they pick me, and they pick, and I'm like, okay, and I let it slide, and then, you know, they will get decked.
At age 56, Candace Cossett has decked a lot of men, often when they act up in places where she's worked.
She's 6 foot 5 inches tall.
She's 6'5"?
6'5", 200 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
She ought to look 6'5 here, but I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I've got the same page up. You've got CBS 6.
Yeah.
And it's at 6'5", Candace says she has decked a lot of men often when they act up.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
Glad y'all don't ever act up.
Once, yeah. Well, you're not 6'5", though, there, right?
No. I wasn't implying that I would ever.
And you were saying you respect your elders.
I'm not going to ever cage fight you. I just want you to know
man.
That.
Man, well, good. That's good. Good to put that on the list. All right, there she is. Wow. All right, it's National Candy Corn Day. Yeah, if you can just find one that's been made in this decade, you'll be doing well. Haunted Refrigerator Night. I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's time to clean out the thing that's alive that your roommate left in there.
The science project. And it's Devil's Night, which used to be a really, really bad situation in Detroit. I don't know if that still is. I think they've pretty well burned everything up there, but that's when they go set stuff on fire.
Yeah.
And again, I think they've been burning enough stuff that there may not be anything left.
I think they did that after the World Series.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, for birthdays.
Ivanka Trump, 31 today.
Oh, boy.
Nia Long is 42.
Do we know who she is?
She played in the Big Mama's House movies.
Oh, of course. Well, yo, now that you say that.
Scott's a big
fan. I've seen them all.
Those are funny.
Every one of them, yeah.
Gavin Rosdale, 47.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Pollak, one of my favorites, 55 today. T. Graham Brown is 58.
Is he still singing?
Now and again.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Winkler, Fonzarelli.
Fonz.
67 today.
Uh-huh.
The founder of the Temptations, Otis Williams, 71 today. And Grace Slick is 73.
Oh, wow. Okay. Harry Hamlin, if you remember him from L.A. Law and some other stuff,
mm-hmm.
61 years old. Timothy B. Schmidt, one of the surviving members of the Eagles, 65. And Ben Bailey, he's the guy who drives the cash cab.
Oh.
You've seen him.
I love that show.
I do, too. I don't know if it's still on, but...
It is.
Is it okay?
They even have Cash Cup, like, after dark.
Oh, all right. Okay, he's 42, and Andrea Mitchell looks every bit of the 66 that she is today.
Would that be Andrea Mitchell?
That'd be the one. She's married to... who's that guy who's the head of the...
Apparently Mr. Mitchell, huh?
No.
Nope.
Married to the guy who's the head of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan. He's married to Alan Greenspan. There you go. And who looks worse than she does, but then he's older. It's 6:20 right now.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We've talked little about the real impact of Obamacare on your lives. You've heard more about Bain Capital, Big Bird, Bayonets, BS or Romney, et cetera, et cetera. The dirtiest campaign in history and dirty air and dirty water. Now, we've heard more about Warren Buffett's secretary than Obamacare or Supreme Court justices. More about Romney's dog than Obamacare or Supreme Court justices. There's been no talk about what this means to your life, but, you know, according to the latest Rasmussen survey, 54% of likely voters said they wanted Obamacare repealed. Only 39% want to keep it. That is unchanged from a year ago.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We have enough politicians in Austin. How about we send someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in the area, and calls District 12 his home? Hi, Kyle Cassell here. I am running to be the next Republican state representative in House District 12. Go to KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell.com to find out more. I am Kyle Cassell, asking for your vote for state representative, House District 12. I paid for and approved this ad.
Mapping an exit. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The head of Apple's mobile software unit was asked to leave the company. Scott Forstall is taking the fall for the much-maligned mapping system on the iOS 6 that was a feature in the new iPhone 5. Forstall refused to sign his name to a letter apologizing for the map feature's shortcomings. There is no trading on Wall Street again today as New York and the Northeast deal with Hurricane Sandy. SuperValu may be rescued from its pile of debt and ongoing money-losing issues. Cerberus, the capital management firm, is said to be considering a $5 billion bid to purchase the supermarket chain. It had some success turning around Albertsons after it purchased that grocery chain a few years back. And British Petroleum posted a 5.4% drop in third-quarter earnings. It was hurt by Hurricane Isaac, among other things. Still, the numbers beat expectations, and BP raised its dividend to raise confidence about its future. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the trading floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book about how I made $1.9 million trading in only a few short years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2Video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
You know, David Gardner's been around for 30-some-odd years, and ever since day one when David decided he wanted to be in the jewelry business, he's always liked the idea of being able to create something, design something that has a specific purpose for a specific time, specific person, whenever you can put all those elements together. And still in all here, 30 years later, David still enjoys that. Now, understand that sometimes you go into a jewelry store, you really feel out of your element. Just you don't know exactly what you are looking for. You're trying to buy for somebody who you may live with but may not know exactly what his or her jewelry taste may be. Well, David Gardner's can help you kind of go through that, and they'll design a piece if that's what you'd like to do. Or they could be that there's something already there that David has designed, one of his designers has designed, or other designers, because he certainly uses other folks and names that you know when it comes to jewelry design. But know this. David Gardner's will work with you to make sure it's a seamless operation and that you can come up with just the right jewelry item that you'd like to have for that special person at this special time. Remember, they're your authorized Rolex dealer as well, and they do authorized Rolex service. And maybe it's a wedding that's going to be coming up. Remember that they've got a special website called whereaggiesgetengaged.com. Kind of neat because the landing page is divided. One side's for guys, one side's for girls. Answers the question that each group has and sometimes don't even know to ask. But that's one of the things that's neat about David Gardner's, because they've been doing this for so long. They'll answer your questions for you. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. All right, let's have a look at some weather. It's out there and getting better all the time. I mean, we're going to have some warm temperatures. It's kind of been chilly last couple of mornings, but we're actually going to be out of that deal. 76 for a high temperature today, 57 tonight. And then we'll be in the 80s. Matter of fact, by Friday and Saturday, we're looking at 85 for our high temperature, and low temperatures will be in the 60s. So it should be pleasant, and the winds will be kind of calm. And that's what the winds are right now. Humidity 77%. We have fair skies, that full Hunter's Moon out there again, and it's 45 degrees.
When you have an important life decision to make, is it better to follow logic or follow your emotions? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central. Thursdays on NBC.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Your emotions are always trying to tell you something. Take envy, for example.
Some of the research has shown that if you go to a party and you see someone you envy, you will pay more attention to that person than anyone else at the party. And when you go home, you will continue to think about them.
Clinical psychologist Mary Lamia, author of the book Emotions.
Why would envy get stirred up? Well, envy really tells you what you want for yourself.
Anxiety is a common emotion that is also trying to tell you something.
Anxiety feels like an uncertain threat, and it makes you place it in some context, so you start worrying about something. You give it a target, when in fact, anxiety has amazing action potential. It sharpens your focus, it helps you think on your feet, and it can energize you. So rather than get immersed in the emotion, take a look at it and see, you know, what is this nervous energy telling me to do?
When we make important decisions, we often use logic rather than emotion, which can cause trouble.
The New York Times columnist David Brooks. I love his example. He says when you're trying to make a complex decision, flip a coin, but don't pay attention to the result of the coin flip. Pay attention to how that makes you feel. Most of the research is showing that when it comes to making complex decisions, focusing on emotions instead of details is far more effective.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Where are the most energy resources in the world? America has the richest oil and natural gas resources in the world. But President Obama restricts development. As gas prices rose, he blocked the Keystone Pipeline and cut leases on federal lands. We lost millions of jobs. Energy prices soared. We need pro-energy leaders. Energy is the opportunity. America must be number one in energy. Now is the time. Say it with us at energyisopportunity.com.
Paid for by New American Energy Opportunity Foundation.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Construction of the new and improved Kyle Field could start a year sooner than originally planned and at its current location.
When the A&M System Board of Regents meets later this week, they've been asked to hire the architectural firm the 12th Man Foundation used to produce drawings of the expanded football stadium. A&M Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the request means moving that part of the timetable from next year to now.
That does not mean dirt's going to start turning. That does not mean you're going to see tractors at Kyle Field. That means that we're going to begin the planning process and working with Populous, hopefully as our architect and engineer of record, pending board approval. The timetable is still up in the air at this point. Again, we've been talking big concepts, but we're not at a point where we're looking at exact start or completion of the project.
Background information given to the Regents, which you can read online at WTAW.com, is phase one, including rebuilding the west side and in the process demolishing the Needham Steed Weight Training Building, demolition also of G. Raleigh White Coliseum and the Reed Building. Absent from this week's Regents agenda is whether they'll seek funding from the cities of Bryan and College Station in Brazos County towards the more than $400 million facelift and if construction will be done in phases or all at once. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man is accused of sending the bomb threat to Texas A&M earlier this month. Investigators say a cell phone links 22-year-old Darion Kelly to the email sent a week ago last Friday. Kelly, who was arrested that evening on unrelated crimes from Dallas County, remains in the Brazos County Jail. Another Bryan resident, Brittany Henderson, remains a person of interest in the A&M case, along with being arrested for a similar threat made at Texas State University. More than 16,000 took advantage of the first week of early voting in Brazos County.
We are actually almost 1,200 more voters than we did through Sunday of 2008. So folks are getting out there and getting their votes cast. Just want to remind folks to that early voting goes on through 8 o'clock every night this week till Friday. After that, they'll have to wait and cast their ballot on Election Day the 6th.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says other than an occasional line, there have been few problems from the five locations where early voting is taking place. A Bryan woman is in federal custody on charges of aggravated identity theft, possession of stolen mail, and bank fraud. A postal inspector, backed up by 10 detectives from local agencies, picked up 20-year-old Ashley Carter at a College Station motel. Carter was arrested last July in College Station after a citizen observed her taking mail from boxes on Holloman. Police caught her with the checks. Money orders, credit cards, and driver's licenses. A trial date on the local charges has not been set. A Bryan woman is on trial this week in Brazos County District Court on a charge of soliciting to commit capital murder of her husband. Nancy Gelber was arrested last December after meeting with an undercover investigator with the sheriff's office posing as a hitman. At the time of the arrest, Gelber and her husband had separated. Opening arguments at the jury trial are expected to take place today. And now's the time to sign up for this year's BCS Christmas Parade. This year's theme is Lone Star Christmas, and co-chair Penny Zent says it's a special opportunity to spread joy.
The day of the parade, all these children turn out, rain or shine, and when their little faces light up, when they see all of the horses and the floats and people dancing and singing, that absolutely makes it all worthwhile. It's the parade is for kids, and we want to help them celebrate the spirit of Christmas.
Zent says the entry deadline is 5 p.m. Friday, November the 16th, and you can enter online or submit forms at Bryan Broadcasting in Crystal Park Plaza. Entry fees vary according to your type of entry, and there's a mandatory lineup meeting November 26th at the College Station Hilton. At WTAW.com, you can find more details, plus a link to the entry form. Halloween safety is on the minds of local law enforcement. Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says they'll be looking out for those who are thinking of causing problems.
And just because the porch light isn't on, you don't want to go and vandalize the house either. That's against the law. So you don't want to do any toilet papering or messing with mailboxes or anything like that. And so we'll make sure they have fun, but also that they don't do anything illegal.
Local agencies are asking to do trick-or-treating Wednesday night between 6 and 8. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more safety information. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it all day long at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
I'm Judy Leunis. I'm a candidate for House of Representatives, District 14. I'm a 40-year Bryan College Station resident, an active and experienced community leader serving on nonprofit and government boards. I believe Texas needs to invest in our students, restore funding for public schools, help make a college degree affordable, stimulate job growth, provide resources for small businesses, support affordable health care, and pass the Texas Water Plan. Vote for Judy Leunis for Texas House of Representatives, District 14.
Political ad paid for by Judy Leunis for Texas House.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. Very nice. 775-2-WAIT. Here's the weather.
Weather is going to be very nice over the next several days as a high-pressure area will stay with us. So our forecast through today, plenty of sunshine and blue skies out there. It's going to be a bit warmer as well.
How do you
get up close to 75 during this afternoon. Tonight, well, it's mainly clear, not as cool, low temperature mid-50s, and a bit warmer still on Wednesday with some sunshine then, high temperature 75 to 80, and more sunshine near 80 on Thursday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Six Aggies get awards Monday night football, and we start basketball season here in just a bit. We'll cover all that for you with sports in 12 minutes.
Well, you're just raring to go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, just come in there and do that. Yeah.
It's like, hoop, there it is.
Yep, it's something like that.
Wow.
So most Texans still aren't optimistic about the future of the country, according to a new poll from the University of Texas and the Texas Tribune. But a deep partisan divide underlies the information. You see, 58% of the respondents in the survey said U.S. America is on the wrong track, compared with 31% who said it's okay. Meanwhile, 43% said the state is headed in the right direction. 34% said it's not. Amazingly enough, it's Republicans who are more likely to think U.S. America is headed on the wrong track, but the state of Texas is on the right track. Flip-flop that, and you mostly got Democrats. So.
Well, that's because it seems like everything's trying to make this become a socialist country.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who think that we need to be that, though, Kat, that government Since needs to help us. We've all stubbed our toe, and we need help.
When has socialism worked?
Well, that now that
if people,
details.
The
details.
Whole reason I have a job is because people are terrible and do terrible things, and that's why we have news.
Well,
and so if people were great, socialism would work, but they're not, so it won't.
You're clouding the argument with facts again. Just stop it. No reason for that.
Okay.
You have to understand the purpose of government is to allow us to make bad decisions.
And then blame someone?
And then get bailed out.
Oh.
I made a mistake. Please come help me out.
I see.
I didn't leave Atlantic City when I was told to. Please come get me. Oh, I didn't pay my bills and my power got shut off. Please turn my lights back on. Oh, I didn't do what I was supposed to and now I'm a father to child. Would you take care of the child for me? Because I don't want to do that. I mean, how far you want to go? Just, we make mistakes. Want the government to fix it.
What was it, Top Gun? Where the line, the government regrets to inform you that your sons are dead because they were stupid.
Yeah, yeah. The Labor Department caused a brief uproar yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you heard about this. It was there and then it's gone just that fast because it was one of those, what were we thinking? But the Labor Department had suggested that they might delay the release of the Friday jobs report for October because of the hurricane. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's a terrible storm and all that, but the Labor Department needs to go ahead and release the numbers. Well, they changed their tune, obviously, because there was a bit of an uproar over that. So they issued a statement saying they are, quote, working hard. Wait a minute. It's the federal government. But anyway, working hard to ensure a timely release of the report. It is our intention that Friday will be business as usual. So, we'll see.
Wow.
We can't put the numbers out because there was a hurricane again.
On the, second to last day of the month.
Yeah. So, anyway. Still more information slowly emerging from last month's deadly attack in Libya that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. New York Times now reports that the months leading up to the attack, the White House had received intelligence reports that Islamic extremist groups were operating training camps in the mountains near Benghazi. Some of the fighters were al-Qaeda leaning. However, there's no specific warnings given, so they just said,
never mind.
Just toss that in the trash. We don't need that. Yeah. So that's the New York Times reporting that. Okay, so now, news conference yesterday, the president discussing the severity of the hurricane. At the end of the conference, he has a reporter ask him a question about the impact the storm might have on the election. And Obama said, I'm not worried at this point about the impact on the election. I'm worried about the impact on families. The election will take care of itself next week, which is the right answer. So, of course, then they start looking at who is going to gain and who is going to lose because of the hurricane. So, y'all, any thoughts on that? Because, I mean, they're coming from every direction. Any thinking? Because here's the deal. This is a great opportunity for Obama to look and act presidential.
Correct.
I mean, the country, this is where government is supposed to help, whether it's the state level, county level, national level. You know, obviously the severity and the scope of it has to do with who's going to do what. But this is a great opportunity for him to look presidential. But Slate magazine points to a study that shows the public tends to punish the incumbent for so-called acts of God. What is that about? How can you blame Obama for the hurricane?
Well, the same way they blame Bush upon Katrina.
Yeah, or the same reason that it's the government's job to bail us out.
Yeah, so there, blame him because the hurricane hit where it did. Now, in fact, it could wreak some havoc on the polling data as we get done.
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to find anybody.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, here's the deal. Here's the dark secret. They probably already know who's going to win the election. The internal polling has already told them who's going to win. So the Obama people know if they're going to win or not, and the Romney people know whether they're going to win or not. But, you know, they play it out for the last 4 or 5 days, just so you know. The deal is you lose this. See, what's supposed to happen when something bad goes on, then you're supposed to kind of take a breather, okay? Take 2 or 3 days to catch your breath, and then you have an opportunity to go out and bash your opponent because of this thing that happened. Well, they don't have any time for that.
Right.
I mean, they got to turn right around and start pointing fingers right away. And so, of course, they did. And again, it's easier for the Romney camp to be able to do that because you've got an incumbent. And, you know, what they are just praying is that nothing screws up, that nothing goes bad, nothing looks bad.
Well, you know, there's already been, you know, somebody equating this to, you know, Obama saying, okay, well, you know, I have to be presidential now.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't have to be presidential when everything went down in Benghazi because he went to Las Vegas on a fundraiser.
Exactly. I mean, that's the deal, is they already proved out less than a month ago that they really didn't have that part of their act together. So I am guessing that there probably were plenty of very, very pointed conversations yesterday, especially aimed at FEMA. Don't mess this up. Make sure we look good. We don't need another brownie out there, you know. We don't need somebody messing it up, and because it could. It could really make a difference from that standpoint. But, I mean, then at the same time, back, I don't know, during the primary, I think in a debate in June, Romney had said that he would like to give FEMA's powers to the state or the private sector. He said the farther that you can pull back, then it's even better. He said if you can go back to the state governments, that's better, and even if you can go back to the private sector, that's even better. That's what he said. Now, to that point, he's basically right. You can go back and look at Katrina and Rita, and you know what? When Walmart got involved with the distribution, it went a heck of a lot better. They were the ones who got the 18-wheelers full of Pop-Tarts there.
True.
Because they've got a distribution network in place.
Yep.
They just had to use
the
line.
It's better than the federal government.
Well, but it is, and because they do it every day. They got to get that stuff. They got to get the Pop-Tarts from wherever their distribution center is down to Houma, Louisiana, or wherever. I mean, that's what they do for a living. So let them do that. Let the government get out of the way and let the people who really are in private business take care of it. And so what Romney says is true. So now what that would seem to indicate is he's in favor of decentralizing the government. Well, that's going to make people who get goodies from the government unhappy. So, I mean, we won't know for the next few days, obviously, but the fact that this happened right when it did. Oh, and by the way, now there's chat about should they delay the vote. No, they shouldn't.
You know, we talked about that yesterday. Remember, I said I saw that and I was just astounded
just
by it.
Just stalling.
Yeah, and there's more, you know, there's more talking about that. And it's interesting because we got 50 states, and many of the states handle it differently. I mean, yes, you can, in fact, delay it. Sometimes all the governor has to do is sign something, and they can delay the vote. And it could be that they wait for a call from their Secretary of State saying that they can't get this done. Now, yesterday, I think the governor of Virginia spoke up very quickly saying, you know, because they've been hard hit, we're going to go ahead and do the election. We're going to do the voting on time. We'll see.
I'm ready for it to be over. I'm tired of all this trash.
And that's the other thing. See, there are all these commercials that are going to be playing on TV stations that aren't on the air, basically. You know what I'm saying? All those people in the Northeast.
Absolutely right.
You know, people in the Northeast trying to keep their mind and body and soul together. They really don't care about some politician, be he or she Republican or Democrat. They're trying to get their life back.
Yeah.
So all that stuff really has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is actually the presidential electors have to be ready to cast their ballots by December 11th. They have to be ready to meet before the Electoral College convenes. And so they actually have until, excuse me, December 11th. I don't think that's going to happen. But nonetheless, I guess we'll work that out as the storm finishes and we turn around and look at the aftermath of it all. All right, 648.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 3rd, come learn about unconventional gardening. We'll discuss production techniques and products used in areas where water and other resources are limited this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Some things in gardening can wait until you have the time, like grinding out an old stump or putting in a new sidewalk. Other tasks are much more timely, much more data. That is, they need to be done at the own proper time. Those, then, will be the subject of today's homework assignment. A gardener's pre-winter gotta do's. I'll be back with details right after this message. My 30th annual Texas gardening calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So, if we're going to talk about things you need to do as we go from fall toward the winter time, one of the first is keep mowing the lawn at exactly the same height you've been using right up to the first frost. Tall grass is no more winter hardy. It gets weak in a hurry. Keep tree leaves picked up off the lawn. They do nothing to help the turf get through the cold. On the other hand, they can certainly foster damaging diseases. Shred them as you bag them and then put them right into the compost pile or use them as a mulch in your perennial garden. Use a broad-leafed weed killer spray before the first frost. That's a quick way to eliminate clover, henbit, and chickweed that are already growing in your lawn. If you don't do it now, you'll have to wait until spring, by which time the weeds will be big and ugly. Watch for late-season turf problems like brown patch in St. Augustine. That's where the blades pull loose easily from runners. You control it with a turf fungicide. They're kind of hard to find, but an independent retail garden center will normally have them. Take cuttings of tender annuals you intend to save, if there are any, but choose wisely. There's no point in overwintering, taking cuttings and overwintering an annual that you can buy for very little money come springtime. Move tender tropical plants indoors if you intend to save them. Many types, like bougainvilleas and hibiscus, are actually damaged at temperatures below 45 degrees, so you need to make provision to protect them. Mulch, shrub, perennial, and annual flower beds. Use shredded tree leaves, like we mentioned, or bark mulch or compost. Mulches protect against winter damage, but they also stop splashing and erosion. They also lessen outbreaks of weeds. Keep watering your lawn and landscape all fall and through the winter. Roots remain active even though the plant's tops are dormant. If it's been a week or two this time of year, if it's already getting dry, then you need to run the sprinklers unless you have some kind of water curtailment in place. If you're interested in flower bulbs, buy them as soon as possible. Plant daffodils and grape hyacinths immediately. You need to get tulips and Dutch hyacinths into the refrigerator. That would be where you'd put things such as lettuce for at least 45 days at 45 degrees. That way, that gives them a pre-chill so that they know that they've been through a winter and they will bloom properly come spring. If you have trees with dead limbs, prune them out now while you can easily differentiate them. If your trees are vulnerable to wind and ice breakage, you might want to have a certified arborist out immediately to cable and brace them. I'm Neil Sperry. Gardening shortcuts and tips in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Johnny Manziel received Freshman of the Week honors from the SEC for the fifth time this season. Manziel led the Aggies to a historic scoring output. The 63-21 road victory over Auburn, it's the most points ever scored by the Aggies on the road. It's the most points allowed by Auburn since 1917, and here's senior Ryan Swope on his freshman quarterback.
He's just one of those kids that can go out there and perform at a high level. He makes plays on his feet that I've never seen some quarterbacks do, and that's just something really special that he has. You know, he's getting better and better.
In just over two quarters of action against Auburn, Manziel accounted for 350 total yards and five touchdowns. Threw for 260, ran for 90, part of three scores against the Tigers, and he led the Aggies on eight drives before leaving the game, which produced seven touchdowns and a field goal try. Not to be done there, yo. Johnny Manziel and DeMontre Moore were both named semifinalists for the national awards administered by the Maxwell Football Club. The award selected Manziel as a semifinalist for the 76th annual Maxwell Awards, which is given to the nation's outstanding player, while Moore was named a semifinalist for the 18th annual Chuck Bednarik Award, which honors the nation's top defensive player. Turning now to professional football and Monday Night Football, to be specific. Niners, though, opened a two-game lead in the NFC West, where they own a 6-2 mark at the halfway point of the NFL season on plays like this.
Shotgun snap. Looks left, looks right, looks left. There's a sideline pass. Caught by Moss. Shoulder-high catch at the 40. Breaks the tackle. 35 down the sideline. The 30. The 20. They chase him down the sideline. The 10. The 5. Galloping into the end zone. Randy Moss. A 47-yard catch and run. And Moss has just lassoed his 155th touchdown reception. Someday he will be in Canton.
Alex Smith completed 18 of 19 through a pair of touchdowns, one of which to Randy Moss, in the Niners' 24-3 romp of Arizona last night. NFL has moved its trading deadline back 2 days until Thursday, probably because of Hurricane Sandy. And ready or not, here they come. It is basketball season, or at least tonight it will be. Miami Heat will be raising their championship banner during the pregame ceremonies before they play Boston. Two other games on tap tonight would be Washington and Cleveland. And in the last game of the night, Kobe Bryant's status is unclear as he is recovering from a foot injury. And the new-look Lakers host the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, one more thing, too. Number 13 Texas A&M soccer team had four players all earn all-SEC honors. And it's pretty incredible when you look at the only other team that was close to them was Florida. Making the list, goalkeeper Jordan Day, forward Annie Kuntz, midfielder defender Megan Strait, and Shea Groom, also a forward, all part of the SEC squad, and congratulations to them. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
Business owners, you've got big goals, and Suddenlink has big solutions for you. You can bundle your business phone and your high-speed internet and save money. Let's talk about phones first. Business Phone Unlimited starting as low as $29.95, and that includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus features like three-way calling or caller ID and call waiting that you may not have right now. And don't forget to ask about Suddenlink's business high-speed internet. One of the great things there is the updated website that Suddenlink has. You now have online chat support available. So look at it from the phone company standpoint. First, you're going to save up to 30% versus the phone company. You get email delivery of your voicemail. There's crystal clear connectivity. You get to keep the phone number that you may have had for decades. And you get to keep the phones that you've already purchased. So no new equipment to buy. Unless you want to expand and then you buy your own phones and go from there. That's the other thing that's great about phone service from Suddenlink for your business. There's no limit on the number of lines that you can add. So give them a call today. Special number is 595-2413, 595-2413. Find out about the business solutions when you bundle and save from Internet Business. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Get some answers and save money with Suddenlink Business.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
Really warm, actually 76 for a high temperature today with winds out of the southwest. Low tonight around 57, and then we'll be up above 80. In fact, by the end of the week, we'll be in the middle 80s. Should be nice. No mention of rain in the forecast. Low each night will probably be in the lower 60s. Right now, the winds are calm. 77% relative humidity. It's 45 degrees. 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Sandy has made an awful mess.
There's hardly a street on Long Island that does not have a tree down on it.
More than 7 million homes and businesses are without power from the Carolinas over to Ohio as the storm still hammers Pennsylvania. 17 people are dead and there is a lot of flooding.
The water has been just coming up and needed to come over.
Small towns in Bergen County, New Jersey inundated early this morning. People are being rescued now by boat. Parts of New York City are underwater. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Lower Manhattan.
Manhattan below 23rd Street is completely without power with no streetlights or traffic lights working. Meanwhile, in Queens, more than 190 firefighters battling a raging fire that has destroyed at least 50 homes in a flooded neighborhood. Some rescues are being carried out by boat in the chest-high water. About 25 people remain trapped in an upstairs apartment unit. Also, two New York State hospitals had to evacuate more than 200 patients after backup generators failed. Dave?
According, they're waking up to a lot of damage on the coast. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We've lost our connection with Rich, but he filed this earlier.
The barrier islands that string along the east coast have been hit hard. Ocean City, Maryland's iconic fishing pier is pretty much gone. A water treatment plant in southern Maryland is offline, meaning thousands of gallons of raw sewage are streaming into the Little Patuxent River. Here in Delaware, some 30,000 remain without power, but so far no reports of any devastating damage.
Now, we're also dealing with flights. More than 13,000 of them have been grounded. This is stranding travelers in a lot of areas and affecting flights across the country, even internationally. On Wall Street, the stock market will be closed again. And we're just hearing of another deadly insider attack in Afghanistan. Two NATO troops shot and killed by someone dressed like an Afghan cop. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Bird Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Prosperity Bank, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Let's say you bought a new truck or you bought a new SUV and you want to dress it out. You want to make sure that it looks great on day one and continues to look good. First of all, that SUV, maybe you'd like to make it distinctive in some way, shape, or form. Well, the folks at Texas Truck Riggins, I know, truck's in the name, but they do, yes, SUVs as well, have lots of different ways that you can really make your SUV more functional and make its good looks last longer. You know, we've told you about powder coating, which is a great process. They've been doing it, I don't know, about 10 years at Texas Truck Riggins. And what this does is that you're able to color metal, and it lasts a lot longer than paint. It's a much, much tougher coating than simply painting. And so there can be some situations where powder coating can work well for that. Obviously, the other application is if you have a truck and you want to have a grill guard that matches, for instance, the paint body color, then you can do that. You can do the powder coating on the grill guard so that it will match there. Also, they do spray in bed liners for you truck guys and gals, because obviously you want to make sure that the bed of the truck looks good and stays looking good no matter what you're going to be doing with it. They put in toolboxes, headache racks. Those are some of the things that they can do to make sure the outside of your truck continues to look good. If you have a diesel, they'll install diesel chips for you. But Texas Truck Riggins has been around for a long time, and they know how to make sure that your investment continues to look good year in and year out. That's why they've been voted year after year best in the Brazos. So stop in and see Ray Bomansky and the folks. They're located right there on South College at 2711 South College across from the lake. It's Texas Truck Riggins.
WTAW News time is 7:06. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. An arrest has been made in the bomb threat emailed to Texas A&M. 22-year-old Darian Kelly of Bryan, who was already in the Brazos County Jail on unrelated charges from Dallas, was linked by investigators to the terroristic threat through his cell phone. University police say Brittany Henderson, accused of a bomb threat at Texas State, remains a person of interest in the A&M case. Renovating and expanding Kyle Field at its present location will be considered at this week's A&M System Board of Regents meeting.
A $5 million architect's contract's on the Regents' agenda, along with moving up the calendar to do the first phase of the project. A&M Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says this week's Regents meeting will not include whether home games will be moved out of town during construction.
There's not been a decision as to whether the project will be done in phases, whether it will be done all at once, or whether any games would be played outside of the Bryan College Station area. No decision has been made in that regard, and we do not anticipate any decision being made by the board this week.
What the Regents will be asked to approve this week includes a total demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum, the Reed Building, and the Needham Steed Weight Training Building. Phase one also includes designing the west side of Kyle Field. More background given to the Regents is on the WTAW.com website. Cook says university officials continue to visit with community partners, including the Twin Cities and Brazos County, about contributing towards the more than $400 million facelift. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Early voting is up by almost 10% from the last presidential election in Brazos County.
I'm really excited about the interest. We work hard to get everything set up and ready to go, and it's good to see folks taking advantage of the voting process. They just have to wait in line a little bit at some of the places, but we have not had any complaints about standing in line very long at all. So So I think we're doing really well.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says more than 16,000 voted through Sunday afternoon, an increase of 1,200. Early voting continues all week at 5 locations until 8 p.m. Opening arguments are scheduled today in a Brazos County District Court trial of a Bryan woman accused of soliciting an undercover officer to kill her husband. Jury selection took place Monday in the trial of Nancy Gelber, who was arrested last December, less than 48 hours after the sheriff's office was tipped off. An undercover investigator posed as a possible hitman, then met with Gelber. That was followed by the arrest on a charge of solicitation to commit capital murder. With the help of 10 detectives from 3 local law agencies, a Bryan woman awaiting trial for stealing mail in College Station has been arrested on federal charges. 20-year-old Ashley Carter was picked up last weekend at a local motel and was taken to Houston by a postal inspector on charges of bank fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, aggravated identity theft, and possession of stolen mail. No trial date has been set for Carter on local charges stemming from a July arrest when police caught her with numerous driver's licenses, credit cards, money orders, checks, credit card bills, and a health insurance card. Local law enforcement has some requests for parents of trick-or-treaters Wednesday night.
Now, we have some preferred hours that we like for the kids to go out and trick-or-treat, which is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, they're not out too late and law enforcement can be around, you know, making sure that they're safe and making sure that everybody's doing what they need to do to make sure the kids are having fun.
Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says the time frame of 6 to 8 Halloween night allows patrol to concentrate on child safety. More tips are available online on the interview page of our website at WTAW.com. And the 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is coming up soon. Co-chair Penny Zent says there are many ways to participate.
There are lots of different categories. Of course, we are looking for bands, community service, both youth and adult. You can be an individual entry. Of course, floats. We have mounted units. We're looking for school groups, both elementary, high school, middle school, also collegiate. And then large business, small businesses.
She says this year's Grand Marshal will be the Texas A&M World Championship Equestrian Team, including all 55 young women involved. The deadline to register is November 16th, and there will be first, second, and third place prizes ranging from $100 to $500. For more details, go to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it all day long at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store in the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Weather is going to be very nice over the next several days as a high-pressure area will stay with us. So a forecast through today, plenty of sunshine and blue skies out there. It's going to be a bit warmer as well. We get up close to 75 during this afternoon. Tonight, well, it's mainly clear, not as cool, low temperature mid-50s, and a bit warmer still on Wednesday with some sunshine then. High temperature 75 to 80, and more sunshine near 80 on Thursday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel gets another SEC honor. So does DeMontre Moore, or maybe. And four Aggies on the soccer team do very well in the SEC, plus Monday Night Football and more, all coming up in about 40 minutes.
Okay, so we got the Christmas parade coming up, and they're going to have 55 Grand Marshalettes. Is that how they're going to do that?
Yes.
The entire equestrian team is going to be the Grand Marshal for the Christmas
parade. World champion equestrian
team. Yeah, well, I understand.
Team.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're going to ride.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh,
they're going to be mounted.
Oh, it could be. Oh, they're not going to be on like a float or anything. Oh,
as far as my understanding was that they will all be on horses.
So. Now, don't they put the Grand Marshal at the front of the parade?
Uh-oh.
See what I'm saying?
I see where you're going.
I just, you know.
I'm not sure.
Penny's in will get it for it. Penny and Rod know what they're doing. They'll do that. Okay.
Yes, they do.
Guests in the studio this morning. Ann Black's here. How are you this morning?
I am well, Scott.
Good.
How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. We always are glad when you can come in the morning. That means that we're going to be talking about things that are going on at Opus. And, in fact, we've got a show tonight, don't we?
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Don't miss this. Don't miss this.
This is
big Broadway fun, a great true story, the best choreography I've seen on the road in a long time.
Really, really. It's Catch Me If You Can, right?
Catch Me
Dominic Fortune is here this morning, who plays Frank, right?
Frank Sr., that's Frank right, Sr. Scott.
What a deal. And again, as Ann says, if this were not a true story, people would go, But if they don't know the story of Catch Me If You Can, kind of give us some background.
The story is it's about Frank Jr., who would be my son.
And right.
He was like one of the most famous con artists ever. He's actually out on still giving tours, you know, talking about how he fooled so many people. And it's a true story about his life and his adventures of becoming a pilot and becoming a doctor and a lawyer. And almost all of this is completely true from his life. And it's been made into a great musical by the music by Mark Shaiman, of course, known for Hairspray.
Right.
And just like Ann just said, and you hear people say that, come see this. Really, you will love this musical. This is a great story, a great musical with great costumes and an orchestra.
Sure. Tony nominations. I mean,
yes.
It was very popular. Great run in New York.
Yes.
And again, if you're familiar with the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio, that's what I call him, Leonardo DiCaprio. Anyway, he played the character of Frank Jr. In the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fascinating that somebody could do this and then to set it to music makes absolute sense. Now, how long has the tour been going on?
This is our fourth stop, so is new. We're
just
right at it.
Yep. Excellent. And we were just talking before we went on the air, you know, with the big storm, people are impacted in many ways. Like the mayor of College Station, she's trapped in Connecticut. She can't get back. But you, while you live in Michigan, you lived not too long ago in Manhattan. Huh?
That's right, yeah, in the East Village there, which is pretty much underwater, the lower side of Manhattan. It's pretty devastating what's going on in New York right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you have plenty of friends. And again, one more thing that's just so great about Opus is the different things that are here and available, and tonight is a great opportunity for
Broadway
folks to come out.
Broadway isn't dark in College Station.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, it is in the big city, but it's not here,
so
it'll
right.
be there tonight. And what time is the performance?
7:30.
Okay, very good.
Don't miss this. I come on and I tell people all the time what we're doing, but I don't often say, don't miss this.
Yeah.
Your friends are going to tell you, and you're going to be so sad that you didn't come.
Yeah, it's a great production.
It's a great story.
Yeah,
it's a great story. You will leave touched. You'll remember this one.
Now, have you met Frank Jr. or Senior?
I have.
Have you?
I've met Frank Jr., yes.
Really?
He's a wonderful guy.
Wow.
Hold on to your wallet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's
what to do when you shake his hand. You check for everything.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Yeah, keep your hands in your pockets. Yeah, because that's great good fun. Okay, it's coming up tonight. We're going to give away some tickets. Let's real quick mention that Carol Burnett's coming up. That's your
Carol
next main
Burnett's
stage.
Carol Burnett's coming up November 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have intimate gatherings before
intimate
that.
Intimate gatherings. Well, Thursday night, big Opus week. Thursday night, Pride and Prejudice.
Okay, and if they want tickets for any of these,
845-1234 or mscopus.org.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for
and Dominic,
Scott.
Thank you so
nice
much.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Okay, 7:13, News Talk 1620.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day, from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial, 260-0006 or brazosvalleyrecycling.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
720 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dang, we should have played Jethro trivia with them.
Yeah, today's been just the Jethro-less week.
Oh, no, well, we will. Yeah, we will today. We'll play today. But I the last time we had Opus people in, we played Jethro trivia with them. Should have done that with Dominic. But anyway,
yeah, it's always fun to see somebody from a big city going, we're playing what?
What is that? Anyway, so it's that'll be fun. And also, see the listeners. You're calling in saying, is this the line for the ticket giveaway? See, they're already trying to confirm that. Yes.
Pretty smart.
Yes, hello. Oh, yes, see, they were trying to do that too. Not yet. We'll do it in a little while. We're not giving tickets away yet. Well, you know, we'll get there.
I'd be calling too.
So what if you're a pub owner who finds a dead body in your men's bathroom?
You got some problems.
You call the police?
And it's on a Friday. Well, not so fast. Because after all, it's Friday. You know, could have a big weekend coming up. So Jason Chidry, who basically owns the pub in South Wales where this happened, his answer was to allegedly hide the body upstairs until Tuesday so police wouldn't shut him down for the weekend and take away the business he so badly needed.
Wouldn't that get a little smelly?
Well, it's so cold right now. Oh. I'm sure that he was practically on ice.
So now what?
Bodies keep a little longer over there than they do here in the heat.
What's more,
Do you know that?
Yeah, really? Yeah. Oh, you only know it from a weather standpoint. Okay. So you remember that saying, friends help you move, good friends help you move bodies?
Yep.
Jason got the cleaning lady to help him drag the body upstairs.
Good heavens.
How does that conversation start?
Yeah, I don't know.
Martha, listen, I need you to help me out here.
How dumb do you have to be?
Prosecutors accused him of being callous. From Friday to Monday, Jason carried out his business as if nothing untoward had occurred, according to the prosecutor, told the court yesterday. He deflected friends' concerns about the man not being seen by saying he had spoken with him recently. So I guess the guy was a regular there at the place. Jason almost got away with it, but the cleaning lady suffered nightmares. You think? She spilled her beans to the store, to the police. Jason admitted 15 months ago to interfering with the course of justice and has been in jail ever since. Interfering with the course of justice. That sounds pretty tame for a guy who basically moved a body upstairs and kept it there for 5 days, but
at that point, is it tampering with evidence?
Well, that too, I would think. But again, they have different names for stuff over there. A 7-year-old kid in China can lift weights heavier than most men. Don't know the boy's name, and I probably couldn't pronounce it if it were here. But he can lift his 200-pound father and carry him around on his back. He also likes to walk around with a 90-pound bag of corn on his shoulders and was recently caught on video pulling a car with very little effort. Doctors say he's normal, but has larger, stronger bones than most kids his age.
You guess?
Again, he's 7 years old.
Did he come in a spaceship that crashed out behind the corn farm?
Superman lives in China. Yeah. The kid says he wants to be a champion bodybuilder when he grows up. Again, he's only 7 right now.
That's remarkable.
It really really kind of is. A pet story, but we'll set that aside because Leah will be here for Jethro trivia next hour. Police departments, lawmakers, wireless companies scrambling now to tackle a new crime wave that veteran police officers are calling the new purse snatching. It's cell phone thefts. Do you know anybody who's had their cell phone stolen?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Wow. What were the circumstances? Do they know exactly when and where it happened?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes. And alcohol was involved.
Oh, well, you see. All right, there. I think maybe in some cases here it's not. They're saying that in the largest cities, this crime is really soaring nationwide now, and now makes up close to half of all robberies in cities like New York and San Francisco.
No kidding. Half?
Yeah, half. In Los Angeles, cell phone thefts are up 27% from a year ago in Oakland. City Council candidate Dan Kalb became one of the city's estimated 1,300 victims so far this year after an anti-crime meeting. FCC and the major wireless carriers plan to set up a national database next year to track stolen phones. Carriers are also planning databases to permanently disable cell phones reported stolen. That makes sense. Seemed to be the thing to do.
If they could make them blow up.
Yeah.
Like a dye pack.
Put a little dye pack in there. Yes,
But then again, there's going to be people who report it stolen and actually they just lost it. Well, and next thing you know, your kitchen blows up.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what? That'll learn you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. You got to repaint the kitchen.
I think I need to patent that idea.
Well, but the other thing is if you got a kiddo, say if you have a little kiddo and the kiddo took the phone, that wouldn't be a good thing. But
they wouldn't do it again though, would they?
Yeah, listen to you. But the idea is disable the cell phones permanently makes sense. They want to dry up the aftermarket, is what the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association Advocates Group is saying. And hopefully that will stop it. And it would seem like that would make sense. Hey, ever stub your toe as you're wandering through your house at night?
Broke it.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
That'd be like a major stub. Yeah,
yep.
Well, okay. So now you can... There's no need to worry because you can control your lights from a tablet or smartphone. Technology has been around for quite a while, but GreenWave Reality is releasing their new 2700K standard size Wi-Fi bulbs.
Yep.
The future of lighting. But they cost, are you ready?
Yep.
$20 a piece.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you want to get the full set to install for your whole house, that costs like $200. So... I don't know. Of course, you're the one who broke your toe. I don't know if it's worth it to you or not, but
no, this was after a move. You know,
oh,
your furniture's
okay.
In different places.
You didn't know where it was. Yeah, walking around with your eyes closed.
Yep.
Yeah, I got
Hello,
you.
I'm Joe Orsak with Marble Craft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marble Craft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marble Craft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Well, after the cool mornings, we're going to get into kind of unseasonably warm temperatures, as a matter of fact. Look for a high temperature today of 76 degrees, low tonight around 57. Then we'll be up in the 80s and, in fact, the middle 80s as we head toward the end of the week. Low temperature each night, about 60 or so. No mention of rain in the forecast. Right now, calm winds, humidity 77%. We have fair skies, and it's 45.
Did this year's election make your hair stand on end? That's not a very good look. So go to Sonny's Barbershop today and ask for Sonny's Hair Care Bill Special. Sonny's Hair Care Bill will solve your election look by professionally trained barbers who have been through these election nightmares before. It's simple. Go into Sonny's, take a seat in the chair, tell your barber what you want, and walk out with a brand new look. Sonny's Hair Care Bill, where you'll get what you want, and unlike the election, you won't get clipped. Sonny's on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, here is the clearest sign yet that Democrats believe Obama probably going to lose the election. It comes by way of a new survey conducted by AP and researchers from Stanford, University of Michigan, University of Chicago. It finds that since electing Barack Obama, Americans have become increasingly racist. Anti-Obama sentiment couldn't be due to 4 years of an economy in the toilet. It can't be because of continuing objections to Obamacare, debt reflected in the 2010 elections. Nope. The non-racists who elected Obama president suddenly became racists after he took office. And the AP says those views could cost President Obama votes. Experts in race, says the AP, aren't surprised by the findings. They expected a backlash after Obama was elected. Republicans are more racist than Democrats, according to the survey. But Democrats are plenty racist, too. Supposedly, there's more police brutality against blacks now. Supposedly. And the racism extends to Hispanics, not just blacks. Racists hate everybody in an election year. And this racism is manifested in unfriendly bumper stickers, along with cartoons and effigies of Obama being lynched. It's not at all like previous years when Bush effigies were lynched and there were mean-spirited bumper stickers and cartoons. It's different now because white Americans are more racist, according to the non-racist whites at AP. So there you have it, folks. The official state-controlled media pre-excuse for an Obama loss, even before the votes are counted.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In this business climate, flexibility equals profitability. Just one more reason we chose a Regis office for 2 if by T. Business changes and plans change. The economy changes. Your Regis office changes to fit your needs. You can upsize or downsize your office, even change your office location anywhere within the Regis network with no penalty. Now, whatever your office needs, Regis can help save you a fortune. Your Regis office comes beautifully furnished in a prestigious building. You get a receptionist to greet your clients and answer your phones, meeting rooms when you need them, state-of-the-art video conferencing, and all of that with no long-term lease. Regis is the new way to work, folks. Go to regus.com/rush, and you'll get 2 months free. Or you can call and tell them Rush sent you, and you'll get your 2 free months. It's 1-800-OFFICES. This is Regis at 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:31. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Construction of the new and improved Kyle Field could start a year sooner than originally planned and at its current location.
When the A&M System Board of Regents meets later this week, they've been asked to hire the architectural firm the 12th Man Foundation used to produce drawings of the expanded football stadium. A&M Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the request means moving that part of the timetable from next year to now.
That does not mean dirt's going to start turning. That does not mean you're going to see tractors at Kyle Field. That means that we're going to begin the planning process and working with Populous, hopefully as our architect and engineer of record, pending board approval. The timetable is still up in the air at this point. Again, we've been talking big concepts, but we're not at a point where we're looking at exact start or completion of the project.
Background information given to the Regents, which you can read online at WTAW.com, is phase one, including rebuilding the west side and in the process demolishing the Needham Steed Weight Training Building, demolition also of G. Raleigh White Coliseum and the Reed Building. Absent from this week's Regents agenda is whether they'll seek funding from the cities of Bryan and College Station and Brazos County towards the more than $400 million facelift, and if construction will be done in phases or all at once. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
O'Brien man is accused of sending the bomb threat to Texas A&M earlier this month. Investigators say a cell phone links 22-year-old Darian Kelly to the email sent a week ago last Friday. Kelly, who was arrested that evening on unrelated charges from Dallas County, remains in the Brazos County Jail. Another Bryan resident, Brittany Henderson, remains a person of interest in the A&M case, along with being arrested for a similar threat made at Texas State University. More than 16,000 people took advantage of the first week of early voting in Brazos County.
We are actually almost 1,200 more voters than we did through Sunday of 2008. So folks are getting out there and getting their votes cast. Just want to remind folks to that early voting goes on through 8 o'clock every night this week till Friday. After that, they'll have to wait and cast their ballot on Election Day the 6th.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says, other than an occasional line, there have been few problems at the five locations where early voting is taking place. A Bryan woman is in federal custody on charges of aggravated identity theft, possession of stolen mail, and bank fraud. A postal inspector, backed up by 10 detectives from local agencies, picked up 20-year-old Ashley Carter at a College Station motel. Carter was arrested last July in College Station after a citizen observed her taking mail from boxes on Holloman. Police caught her with checks, money orders, credit cards, and driver's licenses. A trial date on the local charges has not been set. A Bryan woman is on trial this week in Brazos County District Court on a charge of soliciting to commit capital murder of her husband. Nancy Gelber was arrested last December after meeting with an undercover investigator with the sheriff's office, posing as a hitman. At the time of the arrest, Gelber and her husband had separated. Opening arguments at the jury trial are expected to take place today. Now's the time to sign up for this year's BCS Christmas Parade. This year's theme is Lone Star Christmas, and co-chair Penny Zent says it's a special opportunity to spread joy.
The day of the parade, all these children turn out, rain or shine, and when their little faces light up, when they see all of the horses and the floats and people dancing and singing, that absolutely makes it all worthwhile. It's the parade is for kids, and we want to help them celebrate the spirit of Christmas.
Zent says the entry deadline is 5 p.m. Friday, November the 16th, and you can enter online or submit forms at Bryan Broadcasting in Crystal Park Plaza. Entry fees vary according to your type of entry, and there's a mandatory lineup meeting November 26th at the College Station Hilton. At WTAW.com, you can find more details plus a link to the entry form. Halloween safety is on the minds of local law enforcement. Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says they'll be looking out for those who are thinking of causing problems.
And just because the porch light isn't on, you don't want to go and vandalize the house either. That's against the law. So you don't want to do any toilet papering or messing with mailboxes or anything like that. And so we'll make sure they have fun, but also that they don't do anything illegal.
Local agencies are asking to do trick-or-treating Wednesday night between 6 and 8. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more safety information. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
I'm Lloyd Joyce, candidate for Bryan City Council, Place 6. During my service as mayor, we formed the TMPA and constructed the Dansby Power Plant, which today is one of the best electric systems in Texas. We initiated the largest infrastructure in the city's history, paving 90 miles of dirt streets. I stand behind my record of accomplishments, and I ask you to cast your vote for Lloyd Joyce for Bryan City Council. I approve this political advertisement.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. It's 738. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Plenty of sunshine, blue skies on the way for the next several days. We'll notice temperatures steadily warming up so that we should be in the 80s by the end of the week. In the meantime, through today, we're in the 70s, middle 70s, and mostly sunny. Tonight, generally clear skies and not as cool as last night. Low temperature, mid-50s. Sunshine with a few clouds around Wednesday. The high temperature well up in the 70s. Should be 80 on Thursday under mostly sunny skies and probably in the 80s by Friday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shotgun snap. Looks left, looks right, looks left. There's a sideline pass. Caught by Moss.
Find out what happened coming up in just a little bit with sports and Monday Night Football, if you couldn't stay awake last night. Awards for Aggies, and what else we got? Basketball season starts. We'll cover all that for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Sun just coming up, just breaking the horizon.
Ah, oh, it's a fire. Blah, blah, blah.
Really? Okay. All right, so the hurricane here, the Hurricane Sandy. Remember that song, rock and roll music by the Beatles? They couldn't make it rhyme, so they called it a hurricane rather than a hurricane. Yeah, y'all are too young. Anyway.
Walker?
Yeah. So, you know, we've seen some pretty interesting video, obviously.
Yep.
Since this is the Northeast Corridor, there's, you know, they got plenty of cameras and all that kind of stuff up there.
It's all the people whose votes count.
Yeah, of course. Now, what's interesting is, though, that there have been a lot of people who have, you know, one of the videos that I saw this morning was a transformer that was exploding over on Manhattan. And that happened to be amateur video. So it's interesting because it's pretty easy for people to just take a shot and make it viral now.
Sure.
I mean, they can be the ones who are providing us with video. So, mm-hmm. I mean, YouTube and stuff like that has got stuff up there that you wouldn't normally be able to see. You saw the crane that was
dangling
off the building. Yep. Now, here's the thing that amazed me. They showed that video, and again, I don't know if there was an amateur or a pro that shot that, but that is supposedly the building that will be the most expensive real estate in U.S. America.
Yeah, the penthouse sold for $110 million.
That's what he said. I mean, did you hear that? That's what he said. $110 million for the penthouse.
Yep. Hey,
I want to talk to you about a fellow by the name of Noah.
Yeah.
Under definition of irony.
Okay.
In Long Island.
Yeah.
They're doing a movie called Noah.
Okay.
Emma Watson, Russell Crowe, okay. Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, good cast.
Can't shoot it anymore.
Why?
Because of the hurricane.
We don't need the rain yet.
Nope.
We don't need the rain.
Apparently most of the shooting's in a giant replica, but...
Really?
They literally can't shoot because they've had to close production down.
Wow, that is.
I thought that was funny.
There is a lot of TV production that did get canceled yesterday and today, including 666 Park Avenue, Carrie Diaries, Golden Boy, Gossip Girl, Person of Interest, Good Wife, Blue Bloods, Elementary, 30 Rock, Law & Order, Drive My SVU, and others. All of those had to close down. Anderson Cooper's talk show got canceled.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I can go on another day. Yeah, well, probably.
That was so bad.
Thank you. The New York Times says syndicator Teller Pictures pulled the plug yesterday on Anderson Cooper. So the hurricane hits and Anderson Cooper gets canceled? Could there be a worse day on Earth? I'm sure.
Yeah, that's sarcasm. Yeah. I smell sarcasm.
I'm sure it's a fine show. Hello?
Yeah, this is... A message
again?
For the guys that are on WTAW.
That's guys.
6:30, 6:25.
Oh, yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I
we
was
do a lot of that.
On the elliptical,
yeah, we do. Oh,
like
yeah.
The treadmill kind mm-hmm. of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
I haven't been talking or laughing.
It's maybe just the deal that happens on Tuesday.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That it's not going to be that way every morning.
No.
I'd like to have it on WTAW. Sure.
Thank you.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that pressing.
Sure.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
The Moody Blues.
Yeah, why not? Oh, this isn't the song I would have picked.
But this is a workout song here.
Yeah. Ride My Seesaw.
Here we go.
Ride my seesaw. Take this place.
See, and there's no warm-up here. I mean, we're pretty much full blast as soon as we get started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Give yourself a heart attack.
Yeah.
Take a free ride. What a great song.
No, it's not. You know why it's not?
No, why is it snot?
Because it's 40 years ago. It really makes me feel old. It really does.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I was 3.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't. Yeah, there are people driving to work going, oh, I remember them.
Thank you for your silence, Kat.
Yeah.
They're going to accidentally find the station. Oh, I'm going to listen to this every day.
Hey, there's a new oldies channel.
Yeah.
And people talk over the music.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Now, see, what you don't know, Kevin, is that I went in there this morning and I had it all primed and set up for him to play. I know you're out there somewhere.
Yeah, but
Somewhere out there or whatever it is. I mix them up.
See, that's the problem is when you start talking Moody Blues, that takes me absolutely. I was telling Kevin, I probably know the words to every song the Moody Blues recorded.
That's the one I like the best.
I just thought that was a better workout song. Hello, don't hang up.
Knights in White Satin, probably not the best
workout.
Not a
good workout.
No.
it doesn't necessarily work, but anyway. All right, so here's our investigative report for this week. Got this from a TV station in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. This hard-hitting piece looks into the increase in traffic accidents in recent weeks. Police there say that drivers are mostly to blame. Yeah. The city's top police officer told the reporter, "We don't have to have any fatalities. We don't have to have any injury collisions. We do, though, because people are not paying attention. They're not paying attention." Then again, maybe motorists don't know this. A state trooper told the story. He was on duty. He's going about 70 miles an hour on the highway when he noticed a car coming up rapidly behind him. Well, he increased his speed, and the driver tailgated him and then sped up even more, so that they're both going 85 miles an hour. The police officer turns on his lights. The car behind him passed him. He then pulls the car over. He walks up to the car. The driver says, "How did you know how fast I was going? You were behind me."
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit TexasCW.net or call 778-3380.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up.
Charger.
Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition.
Charger.
For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are there people you admire? It's great to have others to look up to, but what we really need is someone who inspires us. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Admiration for others can be a wonderful thing. You may respect someone for the depth of their character or even greatly admire their achievements. But admiration has its limitations. It suggests that we regard someone with wonder or we marvel at them. The full expression of the word suggests that we look up to someone but feel as though the quality we admire is unattainable. An individual like Mother Teresa or Gandhi, for example, may fill you with wonder, but their actions seem beyond what we're capable of achieving. And that's why there aren't many people like them. We admire them, but who else can do what they do? Inspiration, on the other hand, is when a person's life influences you in such a way that you're sparked into action. That's an important difference. Inspiration helps you to believe that if someone else could do it, so can you. Maybe you're inspired to complete that education you never finished or pursue a new career you've always dreamed of. Perhaps you'll find the encouragement to be that type of parent or spouse you've always wanted to be. The list of possibilities is endless. Whatever the dream, don't just admire someone from afar. Find someone who inspires you and step out. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs. And they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want. And they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
They called Jimmy Johnson a NASCAR old Mr. Five time. Well, we can do that here in Aggieland now, too. Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports at 751. And for the fifth time, Johnny Manziel receives the Freshman Honor of the Week from the SEC. He led the Aggies to a historic scoring output, 63-21 over Auburn. It was the most points ever by an Aggie team on the road, most points allowed by Auburn since 1917. And here's senior wide receiver Ryan Swope on his freshman quarterback.
He's just one of those kids that can go out there and perform at a high level. He makes plays on his feet that I've never seen some quarterbacks do, and that's just something really special that he has. He's getting better and better.
Just over two quarters of action against Auburn, Manziel accounted for 350 yards, five touchdowns, passed for 260, ran for 90, three scores against the Tigers, and led the Aggies on eight drives, scoring seven times with one field goal try. Not to be outdone, Demontre Moore's adding his name to the list, as is Johnny Manziel, for semifinalists for national awards. Manziel was named a semifinalist for the 76th Maxwell Award, which is given to the nation's outstanding player, while Moore was named semifinalist for the Chuck Bednarik Award, which honors the nation's top defensive player. Moving down to Monday Night Football, San Fran opened up a two-game lead in the NFC West, where they have a 6-2 mark at the halfway point of the NFL season.
Shotgun snap. Looks left, looks right, looks left. There's a sideline pass. Caught by Moss. Shoulder-high catch at the 40. Breaks the tackle. 35 down the sideline. The 30. The 20. They chase him down the sideline. The 10. The 5. Galloping into the end zone. Randy Moss.
Alex Smith completed 18 of 19 for passing through a pair of touchdown passes. One, of course, to Randy Moss. And the Niners tromped the Cardinals 24-3. NFL, by the way, has moved their trading deadline back a couple days. That was probably the biggest effect Hurricane Sandy had on the NFL anyway. And ready or not, the NBA regular season tips off tonight. The Heat will be raising their championship banner as they play Boston. The Washington Wizards visit Cleveland, and Los Angeles hosts the Dallas Mavericks. And finally this morning, the number 13 Texas A&M soccer team had four players earn all SEC honors. Not too bad. Goalkeeper Jordan Day, forward Annie Kuntz, midfielder defender Megan Strait, and forward Shea Grooms, all sophomores, were named to the All-SEC squad. A&M and Florida led the way, by the way, with four selections in that process. That's your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account. Day or night, any hour, even weekends. So your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hi, Kyle Cassell here. I am running to be the next Republican state representative in House District 12. I have been endorsed by the Texas Association of Business, the Texas Association of Realtors, our Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you'll vote Kyle Cassell on November 6. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. I am Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for state representative, House District 12. I paid for and approve this message.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW World Series just completed. Probably not surprising that the ratings were down a little bit this year.
It's because nobody was really involved with either of those two teams that weren't from San Francisco or Detroit.
Yeah, baseball's dwarfed by football on Sunday night anyway.
True.
But anyhow, the Fast National ratings for the final game of the World Series falling from last year, the fourth outing of the sweep, which went into extra innings and aired until 10:53 local time, pulled an average of 15.5 million viewers over the course of the broadcast. Last year's series, which went all the way to seven games, of course, ended with 25.4 million people. So, again, going from 25.4 down to 15.5. But like you said, it's not two cities that are really showcase cities for baseball. There's way more going on in San Francisco than just baseball. And, of course, Detroit is...
Detroit.
Detroit. So, anyway, and that's fine. But it was kind of interesting there at the end. So, I don't know if y'all have heard of this video game. It's called Call of Duty. I don't know. Yeah. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the game.
Yeah.
I've
heard of it.
You know, no matter what happens in the economy, I don't know what company makes Call of Duty, but Call of Duty Black Ops 2, basically they had their rollout ad on last night's football game on ESPN. Ad was directed by Guy Ritchie. I don't know if you know who he is. He was married to that.
Mr. Madonna.
Yeah. And the commercial starred a guy named Robert Downey Jr. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I saw the ad this morning, and it's a pretty big production, but it is for the rollout of Call of Duty Black Ops 2. And again, I don't care what the economy's doing. These people will make $11 bazillion today because of this, or whenever, whatever day it rolls out. So it'll be there. All right, this is something that a lot of people know because they keep food in their refrigerator even when it's not...
Released on the 13th.
Ah, okay. Then the 13th of this month?
November.
Yeah, next month. Okay, so happy Tuesday. I guess there'll be people lined up outside the video stores on Tuesdays for that. So now with the hurricane hitting up there in the east, all these Yankees don't know how long you can keep food in a refrigerator. Or a full freezer will hold the temperature for up to 48 hours, if full. If it's half full, about 24 hours. But again... best for you to not open and say, is it all right in there? temperature on your thermometer, as long as in the freezer reads 40 degrees, you're okay with that.
Okay.
As speaking of 40 degrees, it's 48 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. This is what people are waking up to.
We lost everything. The house is done.
She's on New York's Long Island as Sandy's destruction spreads far and wide. 80 to 100 more homes burned down overnight in a flooded area of Queens in New York City.
It's just going from one place to the next, and it's indescribable.
Some people were trapped and rescued by boat. Parts of Manhattan are underwater. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley out on the streets live.
The financial district is closed for a second day with most of Wall Street and much of Lower Manhattan flooded. Power is out for almost all of New York City here below 23rd Street. Seven subway stations have been flooded, as has a major tunnel from end to end. Two New York City hospitals lost backup emergency power and had to evacuate patients, including some critically ill and 20 babies from neonatal intensive care. All airports, mass transit, schools, and most businesses remain shut for now. Dave?
Now, according to this widespread damage and flooding along the coast, Ocean City, Maryland took a beating. So did the Jersey Shore. And three small towns in Bergen County, New Jersey, got flooded out early this morning.
What it did was it devastated those towns in about 30 minutes. They had 5 to 8 feet of water on those streets.
There are 17 people dead in seven states, some in car crashes, others hit by falling trees, more than 7 million homes and businesses without power from the Carolinas to Ohio, and the response to Sandy has suspended the presidential campaign. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president suspending his campaign so he could monitor the storm here from at the White House. Early this morning, he signed disaster declarations for New York State and New Jersey. Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie grateful.
So I have to give the president great credit. He's been on the phone with me three times in the last 24 hours. He has been very attentive at anything that I've asked for.
Mitt Romney received a briefing on the storm from FEMA last night. Today he attends a storm relief fundraiser in Ohio. Dave?
And Mike, the election is just 1 week from today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. and check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Acme Glass, with products and service for the glass needs that you have for your business or your home or your automobile. Been around since 1946. You know, from a business standpoint, if you're going to do a build-out, if you need a storefront done, they can do that build-out for you at Acme Glass. Also, you know, they can do little things that you don't necessarily think about. Door closers. You need a door closer? They can do that for you at Acme Glass. They can install those. Of course, insulated glass can replace that for you as well. If you're looking at doing some work in your home, a lot of people look at remodeling their bathroom along with their kitchen. But the bathroom, I mean something like a bath enclosure or custom shower stalls if you want to do that. Anything from very basic to very, very custom, they can take care of it for you at Acme Glass. Maybe you need a piece of glass for a tabletop, need it cut to size. Remember that Acme Glass is open for a half day on Saturday. That makes it convenient for you. Do you like glass blocks in the grid system? If you like that, then Acme Glass has that available for you. And, of course, they are specialists when it comes to heavy glass as well. So no matter what it is for your home, for your business, for your automobile, Acme Glass, they've been here since 1946, and they have 24-hour emergency service available. So stop in and see them downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling, enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising and the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An arrest has been made in the bomb threat email to Texas A&M. 22-year-old Darian Kelly of Bryan, who was already in the Brazos County Jail on unrelated charges from Dallas, was linked by investigators to the terroristic threat through his cell phone. University police say Brittany Henderson, accused of a bomb threat at Texas State, remains a person of interest in the A&M case. Renovating and expanding Kyle Field at its present location will be considered at this week's A&M System Board of Regents meeting.
A $5 million architect's contract's on the Regents agenda, along with moving up the calendar to do the first phase of the project. A&M Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says this week's Regents meeting will not include whether home games will be moved out of town during construction.
There's not been a decision as to whether the project will be done in phases, whether it will be done all at once, or whether any games would be played outside of the Bryan College Station area. No decision has been made in that regard, and we do not anticipate any decision being made by the board this week.
What the regions will be asked to approve this week includes the total demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum, the Reed Building, and the Needham Steed Weight Training Building. Phase 1 also includes designing the west side of Kyle Field. More background given to the regents is on the WTAW.com website. Cook says university officials continue to visit with community partners, including the Twin Cities and Brazos County, about contributing towards the more than $400 million facelift. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Early voting is up by almost 10% from the last presidential election in Brazos County.
I'm really excited about the interest. We work hard to get everything set up and ready to go, and it's good to see folks taking advantage of the voting process. They just have to wait in line a little bit at some of the places, but we have not had any complaints about standing in line very long at all. So I think we're doing really well.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says more than 16,000 voted through Sunday afternoon, an increase of 1,200. Early voting continues all week at 5 locations until 8 p.m. Opening arguments are scheduled today in a Brazos County District Court trial of a Bryan woman accused of soliciting an undercover officer to kill her husband. Jury selection took place Monday in the trial of Nancy Gelber, who was arrested last December, less than 48 hours after the sheriff's office was tipped off. An undercover investigator posed as a possible hitman, then met with Gelber. That was followed by the arrest on a charge of solicitation to commit capital murder. With the help of 10 detectives from 3 local law agencies, a Bryan woman awaiting trial for stealing mail in College Station has been arrested on federal charges. 20-year-old Ashley Carter was picked up last weekend at a local motel and was taken to Houston by a postal inspector on charges of bank fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, aggravated identity theft, and possession of stolen mail. No trial date has been set for Carter on local charges stemming from a July arrest when police caught her with numerous driver's licenses, credit cards, money orders, checks, credit card bills, and a health insurance card. Local law enforcement has some requests for parents of trick-or-treaters Wednesday night.
You know, we have some preferred hours that we like for the kids to go out and trick-or-treat, which is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, they're not out too late and law enforcement can be around, you know, making sure that they're safe and making sure that everybody's doing what they need to do to make sure the kids are having fun.
Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says the time frame of 6 to 8 Halloween night allows patrol to concentrate on child safety. More tips are available online on the interview page of our website at WTAW.com. And the 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is coming up soon. Co-chair Penny Zent says there are many ways to participate.
There are lots of different categories. Of course, we are looking for bands, community service, both youth and adult. You can be an individual entry. Of course, floats. We have mounted units. We're looking for school groups, both elementary, high school, middle school, also collegiate. And then large business, small businesses.
She says this year's Grand Marshal will be the Texas A&M World Championship Equestrian Team, including all 55 young women involved. The deadline to enter is November 16th, and there will be first, second, and third place prizes ranging from $100 to $500. For more details, go to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
8:12, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Weather is going to be very nice over the next several days as a high-pressure area will stay with us. So a forecast through today, plenty of sunshine and blue skies out there. It's going to be a bit warmer as well. We get up close to 75 during this afternoon. Tonight, well, it's mainly clear, not as cool, low temperature mid-50s, and a bit warmer still on Wednesday with some sunshine then, high temperature 75 to 80, and more sunshine near 80 on Thursday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Tuesday, and again, ladies, so you'll know, we saved Jethro Trivia for you two today.
Wonderful.
Because we had Dominic Fortuna in from Catch Me If You Can, the right. Broadway show that's playing tonight. And, you know, we could have had play Jethro Trivia, but we didn't.
But the question is Broadway up there doing anything?
No, you see,
tonight?
They're not. That's it. Broadway is...
handy was it that they're down here?
As Ann Black said, it's Broadway is alive and well in College Station tonight. It's not up up there. But anyway, so but before we do that, and because Leah's here from the Animal Shelter, here we go. These are actual questions that people ask on the Pet Pro Helpline.
This ought to be good.
My 2-year-old daughter loves the taste of Iams. Is it okay if I feed it to her?
Okay, my thing is, what kid did not eat pet food when they were little? You know, the bowl sitting on the floor.
It was just you.
And, well, that's good to know.
Okay.
I ate some cat food.
See?
Really?
It just tastes like crunchy, dried out something.
Okay, now you're talking
flavor.
The kibble stuff. You're not talking the canned stuff, right?
I ate Meow Mix.
No.
Meow Mix is what I had.
Really? Okay, anyway.
Wow. Okay.
Next question.
I don't believe I'd have shared that if I was you.
Yeah.
Well.
Next question. Can my dog get claustrophobia? I think if my dog received mail, it would build his character. Could you please register him on your mailing list?
Not really. Look, boy, you got mail. Look.
I like this one. What's up with my cat? She looks at me strangely when I sing and dance for her.
That's what all cats do.
Look at you
That's
strangely.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Okay, what? All cats do what? Look at you strangely?
Look at you scornfully.
Oh, yes, scornfully is correct, yeah.
Do you sing and dance at your cat?
It depends on the occasion.
I'll notice you said at and not to.
Yeah, exactly. Julie, are you a cat person? Do you have a cat?
I am. I do have a cat.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of cat is it?
She's a Persian.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And how old?
She is 7.
Wow, really? Wow.
Yes.
And what's her name?
Her name is Fancy.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now look.
We are surfing the estrogen wave this morning, boy.
When you name a cat Fancy, you're just asking for it.
I know, but she's a fancy girl.
Okay, and so. She reminds you every possible day,
yes,
right?
Yes, she does.
All right. And finally, I have trouble seeing what I'm scooping. Can you turn dog food, can dog food turn my dog's poop pink?
Oh,
right over there. There you go. So, all right, moving on. Is that possible? Can that happen?
You eat it, it'll come out the other end.
Oh, okay, all right. So there you go. So you feed the dog pink dog food, and that's the way it'll look. All right, here we go. So now it's time for Jethro Trivia, our little informative news quiz about pop culture and current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. Today it's Art Star, a New York gallery artist, opened a unique new show last week called what? Is it A, See Me, B, Hear Me, C, Touch Me, or D, Smell Me?
That's a Who song.
Yeah, I know. All right, Kevin, you answer first, then Kat, you'll answer, and then Julie, you'll answer, and then we'll go ahead and let you, Leah, be the last one since you're like all-time defending champ or whatever. All right, once again, A, See Me, B, Hear Me, C, Touch Me, D, Smell Me. Kevin.
D.
Smell Me?
Yep.
Why do you keep taking the answers I want?
Well, you can do that. It's okay. You'll split the prize.
And then we both
no
end up
involved.
Wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, all
well
right.
I'll just go with Smell Me anyway.
All right. Very good. Okay. Julie?
I'll just go with the weird one, Touch Me.
Okay,
I'll just throw it out there.
Okay, you figure it's an artist. That could make sense. All right. And all right.
Yeah, I'm going with Touch Me, too.
Okay. Well, it's actually Smell Me.
Oh.
The olfactory self-portrait, which is going on at the Envoy Enterprise Gallery in New York. The idea is it features vials of the artist's scientifically extracted sweat, tears, ooh, and body oils.
Oh. I'll be skipping
what is that?
That one.
I don't know what that is. Oh, there you go. It's the Who. Of course it is. Yeah.
Hear me.
You know. Yes. Peel me was not one of the options there. Okay, there we go. Then. Yeah, smell me.
I had to. Come on.
I know. And you got to pay to get into that museum? I mean, I'm just wondering. All right, what's going on at the Chamber? Yeah, really.
All right. At the Chamber, we have...
Oh, I'm going with you first. That kind of threw your curve.
Does Leah need to go?
Don't take part. Not at all.
Okay.
I just thought about that. Go ahead.
I don't want to skip over
it. Not at all. It's fine.
All this jollity kind of distracted him.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. First thing we have coming up, Monday, November 5th, so this coming Monday, is our annual banquet, and it's going to be held at the Hilton. And our speaker for this event is Dr. Brett Girard, and he is the Vice Chancellor for Strategic Initiatives, the Texas A&M University System. And if you've never heard him speak, he is an excellent speaker, just really neat guy to listen to him speak. So great opportunity for sure. Social hour is at 6. Dinner is from 7 to 9. Again, it's at the Hilton. Individual tickets are $60 and tables seating different amounts of people depending on the size of your group, $880, $1,100, and $1,300. So just give us a call at the Chamber and we can get you all set up, 260-5200. Also, one thing I definitely want to mention, we're going to be honoring the Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and Ambassador of the Year at this banquet. So always important to recognize those folks. Sure. So, give us a call at the Chamber if you'd like tickets or more information. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting on Thursday, November 1st, and this one is for Maroon U. And it's basically to welcome Maroon U to the Chamber and the community. They're on Holloman Drive in College Station, and that's going to be from 4:30 to 5:30 in the evening on Thursday, November 1st. We have a Lunch and Learn sponsored by McLean Intelligent Solutions, and this one's going to be held on Tuesday, November 13th. It's from 11:45 to 1, so it's a lunch thing, so you can kind of escape from work for a little bit. It's held at the Chamber, and the topic is technology. Nothing is free, so what's the cost? So
there you go.
If you need to learn more about technology, give us a call at the Chamber, and we can make your reservation so you can attend. And it's free, so you can't go wrong with that. Junior Leadership Brazos applications are due Friday, November 2nd. The cost to participate in that is $50. The breakfast is on January 17th, and the retreat is January 19th. And your applications are available at bcschamber.org. No late applications will be accepted, so hurry up and get on that if you'd like to participate. Business After Hours, our next one is Thursday, November 15th. As always, these are free. It's from 5:30 to 7 in the evening, and this one will be at Messinahoff Winery and Resort, 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. And if you want to come and enjoy snacks, drinks, networking, all of that, come join us. Ag Breakfast, Tuesday, November 20th. Cost for that is $15 per person, 7 to 8:30 a.m. early in the morning. And it's sponsored by Capital Farm Credit and Producers Co-op. It's held at the Brazos County Expo Complex, and this features food grown, produced, and donated locally. Always a fun thing to attend, so if you'd like to join us for that, again, call us at the Chamber. We'll sell you a ticket. And our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Prosperity Bank, so thank you to them for being awesome Chamber members.
All right, very good. Thanks, Julie.
Appreciate that.
All right, let's turn to the animal shelter, and Leah's here. Well, first, a look back to Wienerfest from the weekend.
We thank you for coming out, and Kevin as well, for doing a bunch of announcing.
It was fun.
So, yeah, it was a fun time, and weather did cooperate, thank goodness, and it warmed up eventually. The morning was a little chilly, but don't get me started on that.
No.
Anyhow, so next year we're looking at, again, Wienerfest as usual, so watch for that again. Going to be in October is the current plan as of action right now. So
just so they know, I think, the wannabe at a Wiener race, I think they had 53 dogs.
I think there were more dogs than that than any other past year.
I mean,
there
was, that's pretty
amazing. It was very busy.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
I definitely want to come next year.
It's entertaining. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's entertaining.
Yes, it is.
Even if you don't bring your own dog, just watching a dog
just
go
watching them all.
Totally horizontal across the racetrack instead of...
They do. Yeah.
Or they just go out and stop.
Or
never come out of the race box.
A little bit of everything.
It was a whole lot of fun. The costume contest, people are coming up with some crazy creative things. So we will have, the costume contest again next year. So start thinking this year. And with Halloween just around the corner being tomorrow, the shelter's having our own little trick-or-treat deal. I don't know. Event, I guess is what we'll call it.
All right.
But it's actually geared towards children. We, with the new property being plenty off the road and so forth, we know a lot of times parents are looking for places to take their children out and trick-or-treat in a safe environment, and we will have a bunch of volunteers out there. It's more of a trunk-or-treat type event, and they will have their car, the back of their cars decorated with candy to hand out, and we have one of our areas decorated as well. And while you're out there, you might as well visit the dogs and the cats or the guinea pigs or the chicken. Rooster, sorry.
We don't want to be offensive.
The rooster, the rooster cares about the difference. Yeah.
And we can, you can come on out. That'll be from 4 to 6 tomorrow, so it'll give people plenty of time if they still want to take their kids elsewhere or they just want to get it done and over with.
Yeah.
And go back home and go to bed. So it's, again, tomorrow out at the property, 5359 Leonard Road. We'll have the trunk or treat. And I think we have 20 to 30 volunteers coming out to help with that. So it should be a good turnout for your kids to come out and participate. Our select half price adoptions run through the Saturday after Thanksgiving. There's a handful of dogs that are half price. And then there's also, I say dogs and cats.
Okay. Gotta be fair.
Yeah.
And there's also a handful that are $12 adoptions. Now, those adoptions, whether half price or $12, still come with everything included in a regular adoption. Those animals will be spayed, neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, dewormed. You'll get pet coupons. And with our new change in software and so forth, we now offer pet health insurance. People aren't aware of that yet. It's a 30-day free pet health insurance with every adoption. So great opportunity there. If you have any more questions about anything, check out our website or just come out and visit us. Our website is aggielandhumane.org, and you can visit us weekdays 11 to 6 and Saturdays 11 to 3. And we'd love to have you come out. We have a new sign, another new sign out at the front. We've replaced our other wooden sign with a different wooden sign, but at least it says Aggie Lane Humane. And
got
no
your new name on it,
Brazos
right?
Animal Shelter. Yeah. So, again, trunk or treat tomorrow from 4 to 6.
All right, thanks a bunch. Visit the folks from the Chamber and from Brazos Valley Humane, Aggie Land Humane Society right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The effects of Sandy continue. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The markets are closed again today as the Northeast assesses the damages and tries to recover from Hurricane Sandy. The crippling effect of the hurricane will be felt in the travel sector, amongst others. It's not just airlines that are disrupted in the Northeast again today, but trains and buses, and many roads, bridges, and tunnels remain closed. Third quarter earnings for Ford Motors are making many in Detroit smile. Overall profits exceeded analysts' expectations. Record-breaking sales in North America helped offset losses in Europe. Bayer is expanding its presence in the U.S. The German pharmaceutical and chemical company has acquired vitamin maker Shift Nutrition. The deal is worth $1.2 billion. And Marlboro is trying to expand its market presence in China. A quarter of the Chinese population smokes, but the China National Tobacco Corporation has a virtual monopoly on sales. Marlboro plans to offer less harmful cigarettes to try to dent that market. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the trading floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book about how I made $1.9 million trading in only a few short years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too.
Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda. I know what I'm gonna do.
Right now, get 1.9% for up to 72 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, or Cross Tour. The 2013s will be arriving soon. Hurry in for the best deals on remaining inventory.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda. Don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Will King's here this morning to talk about things going on at the Bush Library and Museum. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. It's we were just commenting. It's November before you know it, and it is. But first, let's do a look back at Night at the Museum.
Yeah, you know, we just finished up Night at the Museum on Sunday. It was a great event again this year. You know, lots of folks came out, lots of costumes, candy, trick or treating, all kinds of goodies for the kids. It was, of course, a great partnership again with Sister Station Candy 95. Mm-hmm. And, you know, special thanks again to our major sponsors, Axon Toyota and the Eagle.
Well, glad to do that, glad to be a part of it, and look forward to doing that every year. Let's look ahead. What do you have coming up?
Well, on the 8th, we have our first classic film for the month, and that will be Witness for the Prosecution. It's a 1957. It's a black and white, Marlene Dietrich in it. It's a good courtroom drama, and it goes along with our series, The Mysteries of Life.
It is Charles Laughton. It's just, it is an outstanding movie. It really is. They don't write them like that very, and again, it's your classic courtroom drama. So if,
right.
If you're liking that, and go out there and enjoy that and get some treats to go
so
along
that's,
with it.
So that's November the 8th at 7 p.m. Again, totally free event. Come out a little beforehand. We'll have some popcorn and some refreshments for
okay.
you.
Okay, all right. And some lectures?
Yeah, we do it. We have an issues forum on the 13th, and that's with Dr. Molly John. She's going to be talking about sustainable agriculture. And again, this is all part of our exhibit that we have right now, Genome, the Secret of How Life Works.
Okay. All that can be had there. And if they want some more information, what's the website?
bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
There you go. Will King here on Alternate Tuesdays from the Bush Museum on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you want to drop it, drop the weight, drop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to stop it, stop smoking, stop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to improve it, your golf game, improve it with Robin Roberts. These positive changes are a phone call away. Call me, Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist. I have an impressive list of success stories, techniques, and motivation for you to achieve your lifestyle changes. Don't wait any longer. If you were going to do it yourself, you would have done it before now. That's Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, 739-7143.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Kevin Sumlin's show tonight on the Aggie Radio Network gets underway at 7 o'clock. Wings and more on University Drive here in College Station. Again, from 7 until 8, we also give you a toll-free number for the outlying areas. You can call and talk to the coach, and we take questions from the floor. Responding to a recent question, head coach Kevin Sumlin.
You're in the two deep, talent-wise. We can trust what you can, what you do, and you play with effort. You're going to play for us, and it doesn't make any sense just because a guy, a guy who's more talented than the guy on the field that just doesn't need to stand next to me. And I tell these guys in recruiting, whether you've been here 5 years or 5 days, the best players play.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies will take on Mississippi State this weekend in Starkville. We talk about that game. We also talk about last weekend's Auburn game on the show tonight. I'm Dave South, and that's the Aggie Football Report.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Construction of the new and improved Kyle Field could start a year sooner than originally planned and at its current location.
When the A&M System Board of Regents meets later this week, they've been asked to hire the architectural firm the 12th Man Foundation used to produce drawings of the expanded football stadium. A&M Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the request means moving that part of the timetable from next year to now.
That does not mean dirt's going to start turning. That does not mean you're going to see tractors at Kyle Field. That means that we're going to begin the planning process and working with Populous, hopefully as our architect and engineer of record, pending board approval. The timetable is still up in the air at this point. Again, we've been talking big concepts, but we're not at a point where we're looking at exact start or completion of the project.
Background information given to the Regents, which you can read online at WTAW.com, is phase one, including rebuilding the west side and in the process demolishing the Needham Steed Weight Training Building, demolition also of G. Raleigh White Coliseum and the Reed Building. Absent from this week's Regents agenda is whether they'll seek funding from the cities of Bryan and College Station and Brazos County towards the more than $400 million facelift and if construction will be done in phases or all at once. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man is accused of sending the bomb threat to Texas A&M earlier this month. Investigators say a cell phone links 22-year-old Darian Kelly to the email sent a week ago last Friday. Kelly, who was arrested that evening on unrelated crimes from Dallas County, remains in the Brazos County Jail. Another Bryan resident, Brittany Henderson, remains a person of interest in the A&M case, along with being arrested for a similar threat made at Texas State University. More than 16,000 took advantage of the first week of early voting in Brazos County.
We are actually almost 1,200 more voters than we did through Sunday of 2008. So folks are getting out there and getting their votes cast. Just want to remind folks to that early voting goes on through 8 o'clock every night this week till Friday. After that, they'll have to wait and cast their ballot on Election Day the 6th.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says other than an occasional line, there have been few problems at the five locations where early voting is taking place. A Bryan woman is in federal custody on charges of aggravated identity theft, possession of stolen mail, and bank fraud. A postal inspector, backed up by 10 detectives from local agencies, picked up 20-year-old Ashley Carter at a College Station motel. Carter was arrested last July in College Station after a citizen observed her taking mail from boxes on Holloman. Police caught her with checks, money orders, credit cards, and driver's licenses. A trial date on the local charges has not been set. And a Bryan woman is on trial this week in Brazos County District Court on a charge of soliciting to commit capital murder of her husband. Nancy Gelber was arrested last December after meeting with an undercover investigator with the sheriff's office posing as a hitman. At the time of the arrest, Gelber and her husband had separated. Opening arguments at the jury trial are expected to take place today. Now's the time to sign up for this year's BCS Christmas Parade. This year's theme is Lone Star Christmas, and co-chair Penny Zent says it's a special opportunity to spread joy.
The day of the parade, all these children turn out, rain or shine, and when their little faces light up, when they see all of the horses and the floats and people dancing and singing, that absolutely makes it all worthwhile. The parade is for kids, and we want to help them celebrate the spirit of Christmas.
Zent says the entry deadline is 5 p.m. Friday, November the 16th, and you can enter online or submit forms at Bryan Broadcasting in Crystal Park Plaza. Entry fees vary according to your type of entry, and there's a mandatory lineup meeting November 26th at the College Station Hilton. At WTAW.com, you can find more details, plus a link to the entry form. Halloween safety is on the minds of local law enforcement. Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says they'll be looking out for those who are thinking of causing problems.
And just because the porch light isn't on, you don't want to go and vandalize the house either. That's against the law. So you don't want to do any toilet papering or messing with mailboxes or anything like that. And so we'll make sure they have fun, but also that they don't do anything illegal.
Local agencies are asking to do trick-or-treating Wednesday night between 6 and 8. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more safety information. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 48 degrees. Let's look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today. Today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at FitU, an expert that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal. And then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900.
Hi, this is Kyle Cassell, candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, District 12, reminding you to get out and vote this November 6th. As a longtime resident of the area, I understand the importance of sending someone to Austin who will fight for our conservative hometown values. To learn more about our campaign, visit my website at kylecassell.com. That's KYLECACAL.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:38. Brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2WAY.
Weather is going to be very nice over the next several days as a high-pressure area will stay with us. So a forecast through today, plenty of sunshine and blue skies out there. It's going to be a bit warmer as well. We get up close to 75 during this afternoon. Tonight, well, it's mainly clear, not as cool, low temperature mid-50s, and a bit warmer still on Wednesday with some sunshine then, high temperature 75 to 80, and more sunshine near 80 on Thursday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. One of the things that was kind of neat as Hurricane Sandy came in was that the Wall Street Journal dropped their paywall. You could go to their newspaper free to get all the coverage, which was kind of nice of them to do.
Story this is interesting.
Yeah, story this morning in the Wall Street Journal this morning, having to do with the. By the way, the markets are closed, so I guess they have time to do this. But it's Friday, the 7th of December, at the elegant St. John's Hotel in Solihull. Is that what it's called? Solihull? I'm not sure.
How's it spelled?
S-O-L-I-H-U-L-L.
It's
the 25th annual 2012 Lou of the Year Awards presentation.
For the commode?
Yeah, potty. That's right. This is the must-attend event for all those involved in away-from-home toilets, toilet providers, washroom equipment, product and service supplies.
There's an award for everything.
Apparently, this is really, really a big deal.
For the best toilet?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my heavens.
They did. They had a story this morning on the Wall Street Journal this morning about this, the anticipation of the awards and, you know, who's going to win. Because I guess you have categories, and then you probably have an overall winner, so to speak.
Well, yeah, during the sports, I did the thing about the Bednarik Award. So Does somebody get the crapper?
Well, actually, I'm looking at the Lou Award, and it basically is a wooden base that has a gold toilet seat on it.
Awesome!
I love it.
What I love is the toilet seat's up. I'm just saying. There you are. So we'll keep that again. It's we've got a few weeks.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, that's December the 7th is a Friday, so we won't have the results until Monday. You may find them over that weekend someplace.
Maybe
else,
we should send Kat.
We should, yeah, as a correspondent.
Sure.
Yeah, you'd go for that?
That'll be great.
Yeah, go over there.
I'll do a good job. Yeah. I'll take lots of exciting pictures.
That's it. Well, you know, I wonder, I mean, do they have booths,
I'll sample all the goods.
All the paper? Not sure. I don't know. Do they have exhibitors at that time?
You know they do.
Yeah, probably so.
Walking in the concourse, the row of golden toilets that salute.
Just be wonderful.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I just saw a picture in my head of them shooting water out like on Beauty and the Beast. Be our guest.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to know, who's going?
Thank you. Oh, isn't that cute? That's really nice. I like that. I don't know. We'll just see. We may need a correspondent. May need somebody to go over there and take care of that for us.
They have to be our number one priority.
Hey.
What I want to know is, did you try any of those pumpkin seeds?
Yes, I did. They're
for
outstanding.
You?
Did you?
Yes.
Where are they?
They're nowhere, Scott.
In his hot little hand.
There are no.
Oh, so that's the way it is.
And to be honest, I probably ate a third of them. I'm sorry.
There's more in the fridge. I brought more.
Okay. Well.
Wait, you ate them as you were preparing them? Is that
yes.
What happened?
Well, I had to test them, and when they were hot out of the oven, oh, my goodness.
Pumpkin seeds, nobody can eat just one?
That's all I ate for dinner.
I tried to do the WTAW logo.
What, with pumpkin
seeds? Oh, on his pumpkin.
Yeah, that it got vertical filed.
Oh, dang.
All that survived is the seeds for Cat.
So did you come up with another one? Did you go get some alternate pumpkin and make another one?
No.
He stuck it in the oven and baked it. It's going to make a
No,
yeah.
I threw it away.
It.
Now, I'm in one of the grocery-toriums the other day, and this was a, I don't know, some sort of a decorative gourd, I guess. And it looked like, you know, the bottom half was a pumpkin and that somebody had stuck something on top of it that was cylindrical. And I don't know what they're called. I forget what they're called. And they're not smooth gourds, you know. Is it
called a Turk's cap?
Yeah, maybe.
Does it look kind of like the mushroom guy off of Mario?
Nah, I don't know.
Toad.
Never seen
That's
Mario.
His name.
Never seen Mario.
No, you know, the video game.
Yeah, boop, I know. Boop, I know boop, what boop, it is. Boop. I just haven't seen it. I mean, I know what Mario looks like. It's a little guy with a big mustache.
Oh, God.
I know, isn't it horrible?
I'm
going
to have to draw you some pictures.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so you can be in touch with your younger,
yeah,
younger
exactly.
side.
That's it. Well, no, I was. It's just, you know, back then, I think Space Invaders was about all we had. You know, turn the little thing around and blow up the asteroids.
Oh, you played Mousetrap long before that.
No, that's it. And Frogger.
Wait, Mousetrap. You play that by setting a mousetrap out and seeing how close you can get your finger to the little thing, right?
No, the game, the board game. I was inferring they didn't have video games when
Yeah, that's it. I learned that only later in life, video games.
Thank you for allowing me to highlight that, though, Kat.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale in soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful. Hey, quarter till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, 695-1620, 695-1620.
Oh, ticket time?
It is ticket time. The phones are busy right now. I will release them in a moment. If you can go see Catch Me If You Can tonight at Opus, I got a pair of tickets for you. And again, this apparently is a pretty doggone entertaining show. And the fact that it's based on real life is pretty neat.
I've been singing the songs or having the songs stuck in my head just from the commercial.
See, that's it. 695-1620. The phone's busy right now, but I'll release it in just a minute after we talk about Gangnam Style. Is that how that's pronounced?
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam.
Okay.
Gangnam.
Gangnam. Okay. In other words, just the way it's spelled. PSY is finally explaining it all. His catchphrase is dress classy, dance cheesy.
And if you've seen the video, he does both.
So basically, he's like me, except Korean.
He's not, you know, and I did. I saw a video of it, and
that was a joke.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the guy is not chiseled, shall we say?
No.
I mean,
portly.
He's cute.
He's not either.
He is.
Put your shirt back on.
You're not a girl.
Put your shirt back on. Golly.
He's a portly fellow.
He's cute.
It's like the Pillsbury Doughboy out there dancing. Anyway.
He's got a lot of confidence.
Yes, I guess he probably does.
And now a lot of money.
As we've mentioned, it's kind of like Fifth Avenue. It's, by the way, the home of one of the biggest malls in the country. In fact, the neighborhood is so expensive, it accounts for almost 10% of the land value of the entire country of Korea.
No kidding.
Yep.
So Gangnam Style is
a big deal.
For real.
Yeah, no, it's the Rodeo Drive of Seoul.
But again, that and the big shopping mall there. PSY told The Guardian it's more than just the point of Gangnam. You need to be seen there as well. People who are actually from there never proclaim that they are, but, you know, it's something that people talk about.
So. Kind of like BCS.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Live here. But anyway, that's what that's all about. So now, by the way, while we're talking about Broadway, the 1950s are...
there it
that's
is.
That's it. And, well, because after all, it's Tuesday.
Gangnam Style. We're making you very hip.
Oh yeah. Now can you do the dance in your room?
No.
I mean, you'd have to do it if you're playing the music.
No.
Nobody can see you.
Yeah, you could say that you are, and nobody'd know.
No.
Now's the time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's time to break loose.
No. Okay.
Throw off your inhibitions.
Nope. Just for that, we're not playing anymore.
Okay. Good.
Well.
Stop badgering me.
Dennis Rodman is giving up. He's giving sobriety another shot. In case you didn't know, sources tell me.
Another shot. Now that is a poor choice of words.
Thank
Scott.
You. All right. Gossip column says the Worm has been on the wagon while filming All Star Celebrity Apprentice, and a buddy says that the former basketball player is a very different person when he's sober.
You know, dress.
I almost got beat up by him.
Really?
I don't know what that means.
Literally almost got beat up by him.
How did you come into contact with Dennis
I was
Rodman?
At a Van Halen concert in Houston, and he was standing in front of me, and he's 13 feet tall, so I kind of poked him and said, come on! And he turned around, and I was like, oh, Lord.
Okay.
So he literally glared me down.
And
like kind of bristled up, and I thought I was done for. Came and stood by me the rest of the concert and ran into him at Hard Rock. He was like, hey, man, how's it going?
Okay, cool. I pushed Liza Minnelli.
Down a flight of stairs, I hope.
Yeah. Well, she cut in front of me.
Ugly.
She cut in front of me. I pushed her back.
Where was she cutting?
We were going into the theater, and she pushed me out of the way.
Wait, was this when y'all were like 12?
No, it was about 3 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, I pushed her. So there.
That a boy?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can think of few people I would rather have you shove than
her. That's right. Well, I mean, I like her in Arrested Development, but I mean, aside from that, it's really a lot to think of. High school seniors are pretty busy this time of year. They're doing schoolwork, filling out those tedious college applications. They better be. Perhaps working at a part-time job. No matter how busy you are, there's one more thing to add to that to-do list. That is clean up your social profiles. Kaplan's Test Prep's 2012 survey of college admissions officers, you know, the people who make the decisions, find schools are discovering information about prospective students that is negatively impacting their chances of acceptance to the school. Let me repeat that. Get all those grades, spend all that money, fill out all those applications, and leave something stupid up there on your social network page, and you may be negatively impacting your chance of acceptance. And that's not just Facebook either. As more and more kids are using Tumblr, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, their online footprint spreads far and wide with lots of results showing up in a Google search. So, you know, you might want to tell your kiddos to clean up the old social network if they're going to be doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Minnesota County has banned smoking in public places in 2007, experienced a one-third drop in heart attack rate compared with that period just before those restrictions were put in place.
That's because everyone was freaking out.
Yeah, Mayo Clinic study says that Olmsted County, Minnesota, prohibited smoking in restaurants From the first day of January in 2002 and expanded the ban to all workplaces, including bars, on October the 1st of 07, cigarette smoke inhalation increases heart attack risk, yeah. So researchers calculated the rate of heart attacks during the 18 months preceding the enactment of the First Amendment and the 18 months immediately after the full ban that went into effect. That's how they came up with their numbers. So it's better for you.
Interesting.
We got enough garbage here in U.S. America? I think we do. We can send some to Sweden. Sweden's running low on garbage. They're running low on garbage in Sweden. According to the country's waste management site, 2 million tons of waste converted to heat and electricity each year. It's part of their deal.
Apparently, IKEA's gotten too efficient.
Yeah. Only 4% of the nation's trash ending up in the landfills now. Only 4%. And that's not enough. Due to its efficiency in converting waste to renewable energy, Sweden has recently begun importing 800,000 tons of trash every year from other countries.
Why are we not converting our waste?
Well, we need to be sending it to Norway. They are Norway. I mean, you know, Sweden or whoever. It is.
I know what you're talking about.
We're celebrating waste in a couple of weeks. No, I'm not going to go back.
No,
to that.
Norway is now. Norway is paying Sweden to take its garbage. Sweden is also looking at Bulgaria, Romania, and Italy for future trash exports.
Wow.
To give you an idea, okay, compare this to the United States, which recycles about 34% of the 250 million tons of trash generated each year. The majority of the rest goes into the landfill. Again, 34%, so my A&M consolidated math tells me that that means there's 66% that ain't. And again, we're at 66%, Sweden's at 4%. So I guess we could probably do a little bit better. But
we'll ship it to them.
I don't know if you heard the stock, good news for Ford as far as the stock market was concerned, and that's nice. However, this might be a little more impactful. In 2010, Ford was among the top 10 auto brands in the Consumer Reports annual auto reliability survey.
Oh, you're
survey.
Talking about I saw that
yesterday. That's 2010, okay? More than 90% of the models rated average or better by the readers at Consumer Reports. Now, it's 2 years later, and the shine is pretty much off the Ford brand. What happened? Well, the smart dashboard is what happened. If you ever used a car's touchscreen for music, phone calls, maps, all that, you know there isn't one that can hold a candle to it. Say what you will about the iPad or the Android phones, you know. Ford's My Ford Touch infotainment system has been a big thorn in the side or heel or whatever of Ford. Sadly, there are no domestic brands in the top 10 spots. No domestic brands in the top 10 spots. And the top three spots are all the same car maker. Toyota, Toyota, Toyota.
But at least Ford didn't take the money.
Yeah. Scion is number one. And Toyota and Toyota's Lexus came in numbers 2 and 3. So there you are. That's the bad news. A Western New York State tradition has kind of come full circle. This is interesting. A couple from up there said their 3-month-old boy carried on the family tradition of becoming the 24th baby to be christened in a 108-year-old christening gown. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Lindsay Felix and Stephen Lewis said their 3-foot-long lace gown that is worn during the baptism, it was worn last Sunday, was first worn by his mother's great-grandmother in 1904.
That's so cool.
That's not bad at all. About 5 till.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
Tonight on The Voice, if you thought the battles were hot, the knockouts are even more intense.
This is a war that's happening up here.
No steals, no saves, no second chances. A special 2-hour The Voice. Then, go on in the new normal, put the ha in Halloween.
Trick or treat!
Hey, it's not all about you.
Go on in the new normal at a special time, 10, 9 central, after The Voice.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10.
One of the biggest sacrifices military families face is being separated. With a child, the burden can be unbearable. For 2-year-old Addison Coleman, it hasn't been easy.
And this is the first time we've actually been stationed together as a family.
Not a typical love story for Katrina and Joe Coleman. A few months later, Katrina headed for Afghanistan for a year.
Oh, actually, I was worried that she wouldn't remember me.
Tonight at 10 on KXHD News, Sophia Stamos shows us how Katrina made sure Addison wouldn't forget her.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Right now, get 1.9% for up to 72 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, or Cross Tour. The 2013s will be arriving soon. Hurry in for the best deals on remaining inventory.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620. It stuck to my teeth, though. Those are good.
They are good, aren't they?
Yeah,
Thank you, Cap.
Yeah.
No prob, Bob.
No prob, Bob.
And you never heard anybody say that?
No.
No prob, Bob.
Oh, well, if as Bob.
It's kind of like, sorry, Charlie.
So those are like roasted pumpkin seeds, and I guess right out of the pumpkin, huh?
Yep.
And, pretty good.
Well, they just refrigerated overnight.
That's it. And I was telling Kevin, that tastes pretty good with a beer.
I bet it would. Yep. I was very sad to discover that I have no garlic powder. So maybe tonight I'll try and add garlic powder and some other flavorings. These ones were just salt and butter. So it's just the buttery goodness of pumpkin.
Very good. A police force in Scotland handed 80 community officers smartphones in an effort to get them using Twitter and Facebook. However, didn't work out so well. 31 officers have yet to even tweet.
Ha.
Community officers even received social media training. The idea behind the initiative was to allow residents a chance to follow the police to see exactly what officers are dealing with and a chance for them to interact directly with the police and know more about anything else that happens to be going on in their area. But some officers are tweeting completely unrelated activities. See, Constable Jim Mitchell sent out one tweet that, well, perpetuated the stereotype when he just stated, donuts.
Awesome.
See, should have done that.
I would have done that as a policeman.
Once again, just keeping up the stereotype. So, what do the names Ike, Fabian, Janet, Felix, Beulah, Hortense, and Hugo have in common?
Okay, the obvious would be hurricanes.
Yeah, but a little bit more than that. Retired hurricanes. Retired hurricanes. And the average person takes 15 minutes or less to fall asleep. Are you average? See, and if you're not, see, are you average? 15 minutes? What do you think? Me, it's not. It's like 6 minutes.
If that.
Doesn't take me long at all.
That takes me a long time.
Does it? You got too many things just going on in your mind, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
I think that means you and I are both really simple.
That's it. Hiding a gun inside a hollowed out book? Something you'd find in mystery novels, right, or in the movies. So, employees at the Indiana Public Library in Valparaiso, a little bit surprised to find that in real life. The book, which carried the title Outer Bridge Reach, was hollowed out and contained a handgun. The weapon was described to police as a gold, wooden-handled ASM brand 31 caliber single-shot.